doing back there? Hello, good morning. Good. Why did I say good morning? Like it's morning. Like it's morning. Anyway, bonus app. Focus. Bonus app. So, pretty good. Bonus app. So pretty good, huh? Not a lot of guys out there giving you a bonus. Okay. Imagine acting that crazy about it. Hey, there's the Aussie guy. He's back in the saddle. Back in the saddle again. Anyway, hi. Not yet, but I did bring my bong up. Here's the problem when you're a drug dealer. I brought my bong up, I packed it, and then I bought more weed because I was out the other night, and forgot to bring the extra weed up. I'm not even making this up, Mr. Nobody. Holy shit. What happened? See? You do something nice, look what happens. It was in the system. It was already locked. Executive producer, Mr. Nobody, thank you very much, and all the other guys. And that was before he donated that. That just happened. Anyway, look, man, it's happened before, but it just happened again. And wow, oh wow. In case you don't know what's going on, Mr. Nobody just gave a lot of membership. Wow, that was crazy. I hate when you guys, interrupt the flow of the show with that nonsense. How did you know? That was crazy. Anyway, oh yeah, real media players here. Look, man, that guy's stealing my clips. We're coming for ya. We're coming for you, Mr. Real Media Player. Boop, beep. Anyway, Mr. Nobody, thank you for supporting the program. We couldn't do it without you, of course, and you've done it again. And that means, doesn't that mean you go on the list again? But didn't you already, are you already on my list for Mr. Nobody? It could happen to you again, man. It could really happen to you again. All we're doing is movie. It's all we're doing tonight, and that might give us a little freedom tomorrow to do non-mobular activities. And I don't even know if that's how you phrase it. I don't know if that's the wording, but that's what I'm going with. Mobular activities. There's Sarah checking in with a gifted membership. Sarah berating me online today in our comment section about not acknowledging her joining. And she did join, and look. Acknowledged. Anyway, thank you. Appreciate that. And here's another 5 gifted memberships from Zool McCool.
YOLO!
If that is your real name. Anyway, hi, buckle in, hit the like button. I saw Fearless has managed to get down off her high horse and join us. I just assume she's training horses now. You know? And no, not in a, I didn't mean that in an erotic way. Like that poor, poor lady trained that horse that one time in that old black and white clip we've all seen. Yikes. Yikes, who trained who? Who trained who? No, because the horse split her open. Okay, I think you get what I'm getting at. Anyway, we're a good program, and we're nice people. And you should hit the like button on your own accord. You don't have to get weird about it or do it because of any one person's urging, but we do like it. Anyway, we're doing it. We're having it. Sorry, I'm late tonight. I actually meant to do an earlier program, but I didn't know. Can you do a poll? Do you like Keanu or is she shit? Yeah, I guess. We'd have to wipe out the old poll, which is this. But I think we want to start it with new options anyway, because look at all those options that are not popular. Some of those are not popular at all, and you can just probably toss them into the wastebasket. Hit the like button. Oh, my God. I don't know why it's hot. I should have ran the AC up here earlier before I came up, but I didn't, and so now you got to deal with old shiny Melton. Anyway, look, we left off this morning about, I'm going to have to refresh it. Thanks for tuning in, they said. We left off about here. Wait, how long is this, steel toe program? Yikes. Holy shit. We were about 4 minutes into the show today. And then he gets into his Ricada documents. I'm warning you now. We're doing double speed. Aaron Imholt. That's the only way we can get through how much shit comes out of this mugfucker's mouth. So we will be doing two Xers today. You're goddamn right. All right. Let's go.
And then you start thinking, like, do I call people? Do I text people? Or do I just sit in this chair, recline, and call it a day? And I did. That's exactly what I did. I called it a day.
Yeah, we already heard this part. Remember his exciting weekend? He did this, by the way, on his members show and on this show.
I don't see show today. Very excited for it. There was, I just, look, if Johnny doesn't care about this, I strongly urge him to tap out while we talk about it.
Here we go.
But if he's down, he's going to really enjoy this. Nick announced he was streaming on Saturday, and he's been announcing his streams closer and closer to each other. And Johnny, do you know why he's been announcing the streams later and later and closer to the time of the stream?
So that way the trolls don't have time to gather.
Sort of, but what specifically? I want to know how close you've been following the events of this show.
Kiwi Farms? Or
okay, close.
The document dropper. From
yes, very good. Johnny's got it. Give this guy a bell. So, he announces them later and later now, because if he announces them, like, the morning of, the MN Public Records guy on Kiwi Farms drops a shitload of documents about his case. The problem is, Nick's now been announcing them, like, an hour or two beforehand, and all that does is the MN Public Records guy just drops them during his shows now. So, like, he'll have the shows, and while he's on...
MN Public Records doesn't drop.
MN Public Records strikes again. That's becoming, like, the most... like needed words.
Shiny Melton is the sexiest Melton.
Fair enough. I'm not going to argue with logic.
That community is MN Public Records has released some documents. And they're like, oh fuck, it's going to be a good day. Then you pour over the documents, you take a look, and it's just more embarrassing shit. Like the guy just, every document he drops, it's just more embarrassing shit, but it's not like, it's not picking on the guy. You know, it's not like he's not, how do I explain this?
He's so itchy. Man, I haven't seen him scratching and itching so much in so long. I forgot to tweet out today's show. I'll retweet the best tweet of today's show that mentions me in the next 5 minutes. Can somebody make a nice present, you know, do a nice looking descriptive, nice. Don't just go hello live in the link. Try, you know.
He's not picking on the guy. He's just releasing what's out there.
Right. And he's only.
So, again, this is the same guy who released Aaron's stuff, but Aaron doesn't respect the guy in that particular situation. We don't need to go over the documents in that particular situation.
Doing it whenever Nick decides to stream, usually to prove what Nick is saying is not the truth. If you're Nick, why do you lie or cover this up? Apparently, MN Documents has, you know what's on those papers. Why?
It's
why walk yourself into these punches?
So Nick's like, why cover this up? Or Johnny's like, why cover this up? No one's... You're saying everything we think. You can't cover it up. We know. We know you can't cover it up. No one's covering it up.
One word. Starts with an N. Go ahead.
I don't want to say, I thought we can't say that.
Narcissism. That's what it is. You thought it was the
I only itch when I tell the truth. Somebody get these red spiders off of me.
I only itch when I tell the truth. I'm only happy when it rains.
The cinnamon for the money is something like
that. No. Not that one. Yeah, I don't know the financial situation. I don't think he needs the, you know, couple hundred bucks because, I mean, you got, you know, grandpa's money. So So I don't think you need to be pulling in. Like, he got to be nothing until he was 40. You remember, he didn't make any money as a lawyer. He worked as a guy sitting in a bank branch somewhere before that. Like, he didn't make any money until he was like 40 years old. So it's not like the guy needs to make his own living. So you don't need to go on. And it's not like these documents are just, you know, fucking with Nick. They fuck with everybody, as we're going to see in this next one that we look at a little later today. These document drops humiliate everyone. Children, wife, side wife, parents. Like, everybody gets dragged into this vortex of shit that he insists on fighting. Also, I think it's a great example. You know, this is where Keanu had it wrong. Us talking about this today.
Keanu has it wrong all the time. Please. Please.
A great example of why Clippers are so good.
Hold on. Mr. Nobody says, as EP, I say the show should be triple X or we go home. Not allowed, man. Not allowed. Go home. Go home, bitch.
The Clippers are so important. So Stalin 19 put a clip up of the members only show yesterday talking about how today, this show, we're going to talk about these documents. And like 2,000 people watched his clip. Now that's 2,000 people that may not have known. Right, that we were going to talk about this today. They might not have known if Stalin 19 hadn't put that clip up. So that's great advertising for today's show. And that's what a lot of these people who fight against Clippers don't understand. I wasn't going to clip that out. Part of a member show. I mean, rather you didn't clip my member shows, but if you're going to get more people watching the regular show, I'm willing to make that trade. So the Clippers.
He loves trades. He loves trades. By the way, today was his hottest show in a long time. He approached 1,000 members at one point. I think he had 900. 5,600 views. 5,600 views. It's an hour longer than my show. He was live an hour longer. It's going down again. Remember, this is a guy who kissed 13.1 thousand subscribers. He's now at 12.8. In which direction do you suppose it might be going? Whew. He knows.
Are important. Treat him with respect.
Look how low it got. You know why he had to go back to covering these records? He tried to do his show. He tried to do his show before. That didn't work. Look at this. Live. 5.6 thousand, one and a half on his night show tonight. One and a half last Friday show. 3.9 on Thursday, 4.1, 4.2, 4.9, 4.6, 4.7, 4.6. So he's trending down. Before this, he was floating almost 5 every show. 5.6, 6.6, 5.2, 4.5, 5.3. I mean, he was just crashing and burning. So today, this big pop, 5.6 thousand views. It's a big show for him and the egg.
Be nice to them. Don't be a dick. You see what it gets you.
My movie and the egg.
Funeral director with $2 says, Canoe and Nick sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. I don't know if that's the case. I heard from somebody over the weekend that her and Gino now think they're all cult members again. So I don't know. The wind must have changed direction. I don't know what the hell happened, but they think.
So you got that apology then?
No. That doesn't make me not a piece of shit.
Okay. Correct. You're finally getting it. Whether or not April's in a cult or Rakeda's abusive or there were drugs or kids or guns or sweaty kids with gun drugs, none of that matters. Did you still physically assault your wife? Why do you think any of this makes any of this go away? All right, who won the tweet competition? Pretty sweet competition. Just Fearless, pretty much. Oh, no, some people did do it. Let's see who's got the best-looking thing. Okay, Fearless just has the basic cut and paste of the thing. Shit Show put a picture of his dog, but no link to the show. Rookie mistake. That's just pathetic. No link to the program. Whew. Jack Richard's not bad. Little Lemmy. It's too many lines, I think. Let's see. I'm going to do Jack Richards. He just really got me. Too lazy. You know, this Fearless is slipping. I'm kidding. Of course, Fearless does a great job. I've been very mean lately. I feel like the Fearless, and I don't know why. It's just fun. It's just fun. Do you want... Oh, sorry. I sort of reading a text out loud. Jesus Christ. What a nightmare. What a nightmare I'm going through live on the show. Live on my old program.
It's just they're all cult members again. Oh. Do with that what you will. Triple N says, Johnny is super high energy as usual. Were you up late talking to your girl?
No, but I got my, I guess my sister went to the ER or something, so she was messaging me constantly. Like,
somebody said this today. Oh, fuck, I almost bit my tongue. I'm not doing well tonight. I'm not doing well tonight. Somebody had said today that Johnny is...
Hey, for the love of the Baldo.
Oh, no.
Please do 1.25 or whatever sounds slower but faster than normal. It's hard to understand what Mubi is saying. Love you, Patty.
All right, I'll go 1.75. I'm on 2. I'll go 1.75, but not a penny slower. Somebody was saying Johnny looks at him today like April did right before she bailed.
An hour before I had to get up, so it was one of those.
Do you think it's one of those things like Kevin and Bob having a giant fallout? Do you think it's like that, where like Johnny's waiting for the anniversary show to be over so that's not like a big deal? He knows when he walks, Aaron will just do his spin. Like, no, Johnny wanted to... Look, Johnny's got an illness. Johnny's sick.
Thanks. Where I got a little early wake up before I got woken up.
So you did, so you weren't sleeping?
I didn't get a lot of sleep, but it wasn't because of the girly girl. I actually like went to bed early. Well, not early, but on time. And I texted the girly girl. I'm like, I gotta go to bed so that way I can sleep. She's like, okay, good night.
What's the deal? What's the latest with the girl? Before we gotta get into a Kevin Brennan thing. Kevin Brennan gave us some advice. We got a story
on it. Why does his relationship and him courting this girl and taking her to the movies, why does this have to be a thing that's on the show? Why does he owe you an update on the relish?
Okay, then we got the document drops, and then Nick ended up texting Josh from Kiwi Farms. Like, Nick does this thing where Kiwi Farms will start saying shit about him, and he'll feel the need to write to Josh and say, this is what you all have wrong. Like, the guy cannot handle people having their own thoughts and their own ideas that aren't somehow directly influenced or affected by what he's trying to tell them.
Now, again, this is a guy who banned everybody from his chat who questioned anything about the accusations that he physically assaults his wife. Both of his wives call him a monster. One of his wives said the other wife told him that he physically abused her on many occasions, headbutted her, cut off her breathing, suffocation, no breathing. Can't even tell if movie's celebrating or seething.
So Josh, of course, takes these texts and
puts them online,
puts them out for everybody. So that's another one where I kind of hope Nick is doing drugs.
So we just heard movie yesterday say that Nick is taking P tests and they're clean, according to the documents. But now Aaron hopes Nick is doing drugs. This is reminiscent of him coming out after the Nick Ricada Monday Night Coke powdered donut nose stream. And then saying he was worried about his friend. And then minutes later, running off to put powdered donut stuff on his nose and making fun of his friend. Which one is it? Which one is it? Are you concerned? Or are you mocking? Are you over it or are you angry? Are you bitter or are you grateful? And in this case, you know, one minute he's like, well, the documents say he's clean. And literally this is the next show. That was Sunday. This is the next show. This is Monday morning. And he's like, you know, I hope he's still on drugs. First of all, ew, like what? But second of all, you know he's not. You know the document said he's not. So, like, why even?
Because
he should realize this isn't going to help him.
Well, if you're not doing drugs and you think texting the Kiwi Farms guy is going to be a winning move, fuck off, dude. Clean your house some more. That's the other thing in these documents, is that his mommy and daddy came to clean his house for him.
Oh, Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Yeah, mommy and daddy came and cleaned the house. I mean, don't get me wrong. You should have had a professional cleaning crew. I mean, you got to rip up those carpets.
Aaron, you clean the house. You clean the house. I mean, what in the fuck?
Replace them the whole day. They're trashed. But mommy and daddy came in and helped with cleany-cleany.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. Aaron's gone. They lost their fucking cleaner. Kiana says, stop concerned. Who am I concerned about? Who am I concerned about? You guys are fucking retarded. Like, who the fuck am I concerned about? I can just state fucking facts. You guys think because I'm on someone's side that it's because I'm concerned or trolling or I'm biased or no, like, because someone's right. Someone's right. I don't give a fuck about any of these people. I don't give a fuck about you. You're retarded. Don't assign and project your own emotions onto my shit.
Gillis, you shouldn't be relying on your parents. If you're his parents, man, how do you do that? How do you go in there and go, oh, this is where our grandchildren are staying?
Not only that, but Nick's parents were like, I don't think they've used substances. I don't believe that they use any kind of drugs. And I'm like, have you watched his fucking show?
Have you?
Look at Aaron on the chat today like a hawk. Like a hawk. He's all over it.
You seen your son?
Oh, my God. Do you know Nick? Bigot on Socialist Media says, Keanu and Gino can't make up their minds. Maybe they will be back on their side by the end of this week. That's true. That's a good point. Funeral director with $2 says you should try to call Gino or Canoe on air. No, it's gay. That's gay shit, bro. Okay, let's get started. Let's get on the path to...
Like, he doesn't have any friends. He's not calling anyone. He's not calling anyone. Anonymous says...
Just a reminder, you pale, pasty, white, honky bastard, my nephew Ray Ray wants a God-free AI.
We do need a God-free AI. It's about time we hired another ethnic around here.
Get into these documents. We got a couple things I want to go over. I want to
Steel
get people
Toe
time,
has a problem with
here.
Women, and that's coming from me.
Hold on, is this Ray?
Steel Toe has a problem with women, and that's coming from me.
Oh, God.
To make themselves comfortable. And then we're going to, annoyed Wawa supervisor with some interesting stuff. Gino was getting attacked from all sides about Stacey Pressman. Keanu's still offering nada. They freaked out and claimed that while you are a piece of shit, so is Nick, so is April, hedging so hard he might be Mexican. Oh, so they think everyone's a piece of shit now.
Now it's everybody sucks.
Oh, okay. You know what, though? I found in life when you don't know people.
Everybody sucks.
You know, when you've only met them a couple times. Go with that until you're proven different.
Or be in their wedding, you fucking faggot. I mean, the second time they left your house, you cried and said, it's always said when the Biscontes leave. I called it. You're never going to see these people again. You fucking loser. Get used to the pines of Minnesota. I swear to God, bitch. I swear to God. Enjoy the summer. Enjoy the barrel boats and the bottomless karaoke floats, bitch. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the cigars and kicking back on the oak deck, bitch. Winter is coming. Winter is coming. Slam Piece won't be around forever. She will figure it out. She will figure it out. I mean... It's coming. It's all coming. It's only just begun. I'm squeaky. It's coming. Holy shit. I hope it was worth the $6,000 you made, you fucking fruit. You fucking fruit.
You know?
Okay.
If when in doubt, just assume they're a piece of shit and wait for them to prove you wrong. I've always been the other way around. I've always been like, hey, trust them, optimism, this will be great. And now I've kind of learned, now just assume that they're untrustworthy pieces of shit until you find out they're not.
It's a great way to go through life. It's a great way to go through life.
Until you kill someone in front of them and they keep it a secret.
Well, I mean, internet relationships for sure, but I don't know if you want to put that as your standard test because then you might have to kill a lot of people. What if you got to make some friends?
That's a good point. Yeah, don't kill people just to make friends. Jack.
Great point.
Sixes says, I'm under the impression that a clipper is someone who talks about someone else's content. No. When people talk about clippers, they're talking about people who clip other people's shows and put them on their channel.
Yeah, their channel is just showing short clips of other people's shows. So you don't have to sit through everything. You get the parts that people might find interesting.
And what do they call people who clip other people's shows and talk, or not clip them? What do they talk about? Those are commentators, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, reaction channels or commentators or whatever. It's a little bit different world because they transform the content, as they say. Thank you to Greg Duckland.
I love his two favorite sayings of mine are as they say and as it were. He's always like, I kick back on the porch and just enjoy the afternoon, as it were. And it's like, that doesn't, it's not just a placeholder for whatever the fuck you can't think of, as it were.
Duckling for starting us off on YouTube with memberships. 5 gifted memberships from Grey Duckling. Thank you, buddy. 315 is your number today. The Friday people on Rumble Friday made you a lot of money on Friday. So they got you a little head start. So click on those links, throw us a few bucks, and let's just gradually knock this thing down today.
We all know what happened.
Okay, let's go into a couple of news clips. I thought this was really funny. So in the UK, they're having some problems with Islamic white relations.
Okay, what? I mean, where's the... This is a segment called How Long Does Movie Pretend to Do Something Else Besides These Documents? I'm going to guess 6 minutes. 2107. Let's see. Is this the document? I can't even tell.
Radio jail. That's about it. I want to serve my time in radio jail. I want to end up going back. I want to make it self-
Radio jail.
You know?
Okay.
If when in doubt, just assume they're a piece of shit and wait for them to prove you wrong. I mean, thank God they, you know. Jack Sixes says we shame here in the U.S. more. Do we? We're not supposed to. It's the only thing keeping it happen. I want you to be wrong. Coltrane with a dollar says with these third world fucks, I've learned that you can't bring them here without here becoming there. Oh.
Coltrane with a dollar? Fuck yeah, Coltrane. Get in there. Coltrane with a dollar.
Well, in that case. Oh, boy. Red Fox Mad with $4.99. See, I don't know about any of this stuff because, like I say, I do the show and then I go off and do life. Like, the BYB podcast asked me to be on their show, and I'm like, I don't want to be a part of any of the shit you guys got going on over there. Not at all. I don't. No, thank you. I'm good. And I just told them, I go, I've now made my schedule where it's show, life. And I don't really have time for anything else.
Because I've already told all the stories. For a moment there, all I did was shows. Anybody who would have me, I would be on.
So I said, you know, it's not you, it's me. And I appreciate the invite. But Red Fox Mad with $4.99. Said Win by Two's chat invasion about Gino sending pictures of Stacy and Red Bar's wife was so funny. Gino freaked out and started banging people. I think he means banning people. But that would be funny if someone freaked out and just started fucking people. When you're just doing a stream and all of a sudden...
That would be funny movie. That would be. This is not going to be on radio.
310 is the number to be generous. Plot of land in Scotland says mild. They're on the...
Yep.
Well, now, I mean, shit, I was going to make fun of it before, but I didn't know they throw in a free thing. Explain what Nick's... Like, he doesn't print the text out. He just says... Like, Nick will text him, like, I want those Kiwi Farms fuckers to know that this, that, the other thing. And Josh will write out, Nick wants you guys to know that you're all retarded and you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, it's just, he doesn't put the actual, like, script up there. He's just like, it's like he's on the phone with him. He's like, okay, hold on. Nick wants you guys to know that you're all fags. All right, yep. Yeah. Yep. And you're retards, too. Okay. All right. You're all full of shit.
Oh.
And if any of you want to know what's really going on, just ask him and he'll tell you.
And
he'll
lie.
Right. And he'll always tell the truth and you guys are all lying liars who lie. What's that? Oh, and go fuck yourselves, he says. Right. Okay, bye. It says you're relaying the message. And like the people on Kiwi Farms are like, none of this is breaking news. We kind of knew how this guy felt about us.
It's really sad when you realize that this guy really thinks he's like a talent. There's a moment you realize that he's not pretending. It's not a joke. He's not in on it. He thinks this is going well.
Really didn't need to send us that message. You could have just texted Josh and says, nothing's changed. I still feel the same way. Yeah. Easy enough. But before we get to that, Kevin Brennan had some advice for us.
Oh, what was Kevin's advice?
That we're dumb.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, but he had a suggestion for our dumbness.
Okay.
And I don't, like, it's something worth talking to the audience.
I want to skip this. We can do the goal stuff tomorrow. Real Media Player has a great clip of it today that I feature in. I'm really, like, taking over now. I got the internet going on.
Begins about, I think, but ultimately they're going to fucking hate it. But you're ill. That's about it. I want to serve my time in radio jail. I want to end up going back. I want to make it self-sufficient again. And we're begging for people's money until that day.
I want to make it self-sufficient again. There he is, the teeth out.
I'm excited for her being in physical touching distance. That'll be a thing.
Physical touching distance.
All right, then Aaron makes him talk about his girl.
We pretty much covered the chick. She's good. She's excited to come out and see me. We're counting the days. We've been talking. We have fun talking. And I'm excited for her being in physical touching distance. That'll be a thing.
Physical touching distance. That's a little forward.
Yeah, that's a little that's a little advanced.
That's
I know.
A little much. Joey, thank you for the dollar on PayPal. Now the PayPal.
So he doesn't really want to know about it.
PayPal cherry has been broken. Here's Johnny.
Like, I just met this lady on the internet. We're getting to know each other. We had a rocky start already. I'm not bringing her around these heathens. Are you fucking shitting me? I want this thing to maybe work. Like, I'm hoping this goes well.
You guys had a start where you boxed each other for 15 rounds?
No.
Maybe I thought that you were coming to the anniversary show, you know? You know, maybe you could come over there and, you know, if you ain't busy, you know, maybe you wouldn't mind me bothering you too much. Is that what kind of
hey, you should
had?
Take her to the anniversary show. Retarded chicks love that shit.
Take her to the zoo, Johnny. Take her to the zoo. Not that kind of rocky start?
Not that kind of
You didn't go visit her at the pet store?
No.
Hey, why don't you want to walk home with me?
Okay, so now he's got to do every Rocky impression he knows.
Let me tell you something.
Relax, brain.
Are you going to take her to the zoo?
I don't know that we'll have time for that. We have a...
Retards love the zoo. That's what they say.
I'm taking her to the private gig. That's what's happening.
Ah, the private gig. I'm excited about the private gig. That's going to be a week from Saturday. And then, what's the closest date to October?
Imagine hiring Aaron and Johnny to do stand-up at your private gig. Aaron's not a stand-up. Like, I'm not a stand-up, but you'd be a lot better off hiring me than him. Imagine Aaron's going to headline your stand-up gig, your private corporate function.
October 26th this year. October 26th is a Saturday. How does that work? Wasn't October 26th? I thought the Chrissy Mayer show was on October 26th, which was a Saturday. Oh, no, it was a Friday night, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It was a Friday. Hey, Saturday, October 26th, we're going to do a show at Partners Pub.
Okay.
We're going to do the one-year anniversary of April and I meeting the Ricadas.
How's leap year work?
Okay.
I think that would be a really fun show to do.
All right, I'll put that in here.
I think Saturday, October 26th would be the perfect time to make our return to Old Partners Pub. You don't sound pumped about it.
No, that's because I'm typing while I'm talking.
You're in your date book.
Yeah, I'm literally scheduling it right now.
Rocky, thank you for the $20 over on PayPal, buddy. Great start to the morning, you guys. Thank you so much. 290 is the number for today. Thank you for your generosity. We appreciate you guys. It is the 10-year anniversary week. Triple N says the desperation to get back on radio is hard to watch. No, I'm fine with it. You're fine with it, too.
Nah, dude, that's where it's at. That's where it's going. That's where the future's got it. Dude. One day you'll catch up. One day you'll put your iPod away and get back on the radio.
I'm fine with it. You have to be fine with it. You
as long as it works, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Jack Sixes says, I would tip more if you begged more. Maybe some whimpering during it. Please move it to 290 for today. Could you please help us with that? That's not bad. Eagle of America.
They cry or it'll really happen.
Eagle of America says, I can't understand how some people get so bothered that you beg for money. I don't know. I think it's because they want our show to be worse than it is, so they got to grab onto something. And that's something that's pretty readily available. Bigot on Socialist Media says, trying to reach a goal every show doesn't annoy me. It's how he pays his bills. Oh, look, it's like that guy's a fan.
Hey, I don't want to hear it. Y'all got the wrong one. I'm dumb and retarded. I'm fatter than shit. If I can keep up, I'm high. If I can keep up, you can keep up. I don't know what you think this does to me. It don't wreck me, dog. I'm not the one. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. What are you going to do? Not, I guess, keep playing it fast. I guess you don't want super tip. I don't. Nerd. Fuck off. As if we hate it. It's 2 hours and it hasn't started yet. It's 2 hours of going through documents and he hasn't started yet. So, yeah. Again, ride up and down on it. Yeah. Oh, wow. Really? Fuck the audience. Uh-huh. Yep. Bye.
Dead Game says terrestrial radio is dead. XM was dead on arrival anyway. Podcasting is it, unless you want to go 100% political. I've got to tell you guys, the money is...
The money in radio, you don't understand. You don't understand. You don't understand. All right, we got to get to the documents, because we'll go over all this begging tomorrow. Here's the Kevin Brennan stuff. Where's the docs?
I mean, it's dumb enough for you all to be living together still.
Right.
It's even...
Wow.
...for anything. So I would confront her on this, helping us out. I don't know. It's not a terrible idea. It could work. Not as lucrative a gig, surely. But brave. And bravery should be rewarded. All right, let's get into it, kids.
All right. Let's get into it. Let's get into it.
What are we on now?
MN Public Records.
All righty.
This is always... Real. Yeah, this is always really daunting for me. Like, this is always... Like, I feel a lot of pressure when MN Public Records has an info dump, has a court document dump.
Right, because one time it was about you. One time it was about you completely.
For multiple reasons. Number one, I'm the only guy who's been able to give anybody a bird's eye view of this whole thing.
Okay. I'm the only guy who's able to give you a bird's eye view of this whole thing. I'm the one who lived it. I'm the one who turned them in. And I'm the one who's going free and turning state's evidence. Okay? Okay.
I occupy arguably the most important spot in this, in the commentary portion of this. Number two, MN Public Records.
Okay, I'll go one more tick, nerds. But if you can't, look, I mean, I watch too all the time. The problem with people is you all sit there and go like, it's not the same. Right. It is very different. It's faster. I don't like it. It sounds faster. It is. It is. Are you okay? I don't like it. I don't like it. I'd like you to head down to Staples and pick up some college ruled lined paper and go ahead and get a three ring binder, maybe a Trapster Keepster. And go ahead and start yourself a little journal. Things people did to me today. Why I hurt. I'm a victim. Maybe write a poem. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. I wish she'd play it slower. I wish she'd hear me out. I'll threaten to take my super tips, and then he'll shout, flip me over and suck my gout. Okay, I didn't have a good rhyme for the end of that one, on the end of it. We'll bring it down to 1.5. I don't need this. I don't need, this is slow. You're retarded. So get it together, man. Get it together. Again, you're all going to get mad when I have to go at 9:30 and go like, wow, we didn't even really get into it. I know. I wonder why. If only somebody would have thought ahead. If only somebody. So we're not going to get into this at all. Enjoy.
It releases a lot of information and I want to give it time.
Fuck you. Fuck you. It sounds retarded.
Don't you hate when someone interrupts the show for nothing when you're in a bad mood?
No, I actually like that. All right, we're going back. Fuck you all. You're all dumb. Be better. Be better. Do better.
I want the segments to be long. I want them to be thorough. I want the audience to get their jokes in. I want us to get our jokes in. But I also want to do some analysis. I also.
What can't you hear? What are you missing? What part of that are you going like, what did he? Slow down. What did he?
So, have this frustrating problem where very loyal, longtime fans don't want to do it. And I always hate being in this position where I have to tell, whether it's co-hosts, whether it's audience members, no matter who it is, I have to respectfully look at them and I have to go, you're wrong. I apologize if you don't like this, but if you don't like this, there is a part of you that doesn't understand what a good show is.
Okay, the whole time, I'm turning it back, but you guys are retarded. And I would say that your postseason be better. So fuck you. Suck my dick. Lick my asshole. Eat my balls. Cheers for helping DC2 go live, Melton. Who's DC2? FKA the ghetto basement. It's like Aaron's on coke again. Right. Right. Pretend you're April. And Aaron's just all hopped up on the coke.
These things are good. Ice cream and cake. A ride on a Harley, seeing monkeys in the trees,
Jesus.
The rain on my tongue and the sun shining on my face. These things are a drag, dust in my hair, holes in my shoes, no money in my pocket, and the sun shining on my face.
I'll take your word for it.
I was just thinking, Mubi has to discredit anything positive in Nick's court documents in order to plant doubt in people's minds about any court documents, especially the ones involving Aaron himself. If this has already been said, my apologies. That's why this is Anon.
Anon. Anon.
Or doesn't understand what interesting broadcasting is, because there are going to be times where we're going to talk about things that may not be your cup of tea, that you may go, oh, God, and you might roll your eyes. But I'm promising you it's good. I'm...
I've never heard anyone talk like this to people. Guys, there are going to be times where you're listening to us. It sounds weird. You don't know what we're talking about. It sucks. You don't like it. You'll roll your eyes. You got to listen, dude. It's good. It's good. You're out of your mind. What we do here is great. We're one of the best stations.
But if you don't like this, there is a part of you that doesn't understand what a good show is or doesn't.
If you don't like this, there's a part of you that doesn't understand what a good show is. What? What in the fuck? And by the way, I challenge somebody to really like analyze how much of his show is what? How much is stories? How much is, you know, begging? How much of it is what? Really get to the bottom of it. Hello?
Hey, Grifter, you ever get tired of Steel Toe?
Nah, man.
I'd rather you cover Chad, man.
Huh?
I'd rather you cover Chad. I'm so fucking
cool,
tired
man.
Of
Did
Steel
you hear
Toe.
The thing earlier funny. About the journal?
No, go ahead, cover who you want. I know it's your show, bud, and I like your show, but damn.
What'd you think?
You got a fucking heart on for that.
What'd you think it was going to be about tonight with the document release? Picture on the thumbnail. No.
Okay.
You don't.
Go ahead and rip off.
No. You're dumb. You're just dumb. It's fine. You're just dumb. You're like KB. You're like Kevin Brennan. Remember Kevin Brennan 3 days before the arrest? They're all just saying April's on drugs. Melton made that up. Chad, too. Remember Chad? Nostradamus, the guy who's predicting everything, getting a lot right nowadays? This is days before the arrest. Chad and KB losing their mind. Melton's just telling everybody they're on drugs. They're all just making it up. It's an unfounded. Yeah, they're all plugged in, and that's you. That's you. You're like, wow. This is your observation. You're the most basic motherfucking creature in the world. Wow, he's doing Steel Toe again? He did Steel Toe earlier today. That's Steel Toe a lot. I call out and say, hey, you ever got tired of doing Steel Toe? It's like, this is what's happening. This is what's happening. Like, there's a major fucking thing happening in his life. In the past 3 months, it's all fallen apart. So, yeah, we're kind of on it. I haven't spent the past year and a half sucking this thing not to be there when the cream comes out. The fuck is wrong with you? You're the most basic motherfucker on the planet. This thing's about to pop in my mouth, shoot down the back of my throat, and fill that tum-tum up with the sweet, sweet dairy it needs. The sustenance it wants. And you're like, you should walk away and do other things. I'd rather you cover Todd. I'd rather? You know what? I'd rather? I'd actually rather you cover Todd. I'd actually rather you would. Oh, fuck. I didn't know you had a preference. Let me get my sheet out. We'll tally up what everybody wants, and then I'll give a fuck. I'm not kidding. You're too dumb to be a fan of mine. I'd rather you cover Chad. I'd rather you cover Chad. Thanks for calling in with your I'd rathers. 323-825-4990. We'd love to know your rathers. What would you rather? Call them and let me know. Would you rather a bath or a shower? What would you rather? Would you rather a cigarette or a cigarillo? What would you rather? Champagne or champagne? What would you rather? Lamb chops or pork chops? Applesauce or mint jelly? What would you rather? Write it in a notebook. You're all too soft. Imagine writing into a show, calling into a show. I'd like, y'all having cheeseburgers? I like hot dogs. I'd rather hot dogs. Hi. You're live on the Onions with your rathers. Hello? Hi, you're live on the Onion. What would you rather?
Hey, cunt face. Don't
idiot.
Sit there and tell me what fucking I'm telling you to do. I enjoy your show. You fucking asshole.
Why don't you call in and tell me what you'd rather?
So out of con- shut the fuck
call
up.
Call in and tell me what you'd
shit.
Rather.
No, shut the fuck up.
You'd rather call
you're
in and tell me.
Shit. Go fuck yourself.
Would you rather?
Cat yummy, your
yummy,
ass steel
toe. Would you rather?
Motherfucker.
Yummy, yummy in my tummy, tummy.
Would you rather? Fuck off.
Hey, I'd rather
dick.
You do that.
Go shut
I'd
your
rather
fucking
not.
Super tits up your ass.
I'd rather not.
Big fucking comedian.
I'd rather not. Woo! We got him! And we're back, baby!
I don't understand what interesting broadcasting is, because...
you don't know, sorry.
There are going to be times where we're going to talk about things that may not be your...
Can you imagine?
A cup of tea. That you may go, oh, God, and you might roll your eyes. But I'm promising you it's good. I'm promising you it's interesting, and I'm promising the interest, the amount of time we spend covering it is going to fly by in your day. And that's the point of what we're doing here. So Nick announced that he was streaming on Saturday. Oh, and then there's other nice. People who the only reason they want to be here is to hear this shit.
Oh, yeah.
If they had it their way.
Dude, that guy was so calm, and then he got so mad with me making fun of him. He called in like, hey, motherfucker, you need to fucking.
Would just be nothing but, you know, polycule court talk all day long. And I can't do that either. So I'm kind of in this weird middle ground. $1 from Coltrane says April sounds more like she wanted to run Springer or Mari shows. I don't think she wanted to. I think she just did. I don't think it was ever intentional. I think, like I've said before, she is just like Nick. They are a great fit for each other. I don't wish them on anyone else. They both don't know.
I don't wish my wife on anyone else, on anyone else, on anyone else. I don't wish my wife on any. By the way, while we're in the middle of that. Yummy, yummy steel tofu in my tummy, tummy. Yummy, yummy in my tummy, tummy. You're right. You're right. The super tips are gone.
I'm so, so, so sorry. I love you. I love the Onions. I'm the heart and soul of Melton's dreams. I'm so sorry. I'll do better. Let's be friends and go back to normal. I'm so, so sorry.
Oh, that they do what they do. They both see themselves a certain way, and it is the opposite of how they are in reality and how the outside world sees them. And in their mind, they don't feel like they need to look at themselves and figure out what they're doing wrong. The rest of the world needs to bend to their will and understand why they're geniuses and everyone else is.
Yeah, not. What is all this about, by the way? You know, Doom makes a great point. When does the commentary start? It's like, this is all just him expounding on, like, basically telling us that they're all bad people.
April is just a dog chasing cars. She wouldn't
even- wow, what if they get back together, dude? I wouldn't do that if I were you. Not cool.
You know what to do if she caught it. She right. just... does things.
So, you know, those two being exactly the same is great for the rest of us. Fucking terrible for those two. I mean, so bad. So this
dude, their life sucks. They have each other. Fuck. They're at a tattoo convention. She's riding around in a convertible. No fucking kids running around to have to pawn off on their mother to go play golf. They can just go whenever they want. It's bad. It's bad. Oh, God, things are bad for them. Oh, God, it's bad over there.
A new document drop comes out. And you're going to hear some things in this one that are going to make your head spin. But I want to help you.
I'm not. My head doesn't spin anymore. I had it fixed.
Before I start reading these off, remember that these are not normal people. Remember these are not... I'm sorry, but they're not.
Don't scream like I did. When I first read these, I almost microwaved my own hand off.
These are not people who think like you. These aren't even people who think like me. These are people who have their own world. They don't have friends outside of it. They've built their universe, and they intend to keep it.
He's so mad he was ejected from this club. Remember, these are people with their own world. They don't like anyone outside of it. You got booted. You got zooted and booted, baby.
If you can think about it through that lens, what I'm about to tell you is still going to sound really retarded, but hopefully you'll understand it a little bit. through that.
I mean, I think a lot of people, like, you're like, these are people that aren't normal. Like, I think a lot of people.
He's so fucking in love with her. He misses her so much, and he's so resentful. He's so mad she's gone. It's the best, shiniest bitch he ever had. It really does sting. It really does sting. And again, I think Slam Beats is more attractive, more classically attractive, but she ain't. He knows she ain't. You know, like, he wants a pretty, pretty blonde. You ever see that photo of them side by side when they first started dating? You know? And her papa, her dad was telling him, like, you ain't a good match. Y'all ain't supposed to be together. Y'all ain't supposed to be together. Hold on, let me pull this up. You gotta see this on my phone. Ooh. Y'all not a good match. Don't ask me why. I just know. I just feel like something deep down just tells me these two ain't supposed to be together. These two ain't supposed to be together. Look what he did to this girl. He wrecked this young, pretty, pretty. Will you take care of the kids I gooshed into my ex? What say you come over and fix supper and take care of the kids I gooshed into my ex? You ever heard of a forever mommy? Because I want to turn you into one. Forever. Hello?
How about it there?
Holy shit.
How you doing there, Mr. Milton?
All right.
Mr. Milton, did you take a hit there, Mr. Milton?
No, not yet.
I tell you what, that no good Johnny talking about April chasing like a dog chasing after cars, that's like him being a puppy chasing after that heifer he was talking to. Hoping to get out of that crate for 5 days. Just 5 days out of that crate.
Oh, come on. They want to go see movies. 5 days.
What's that?
They want to go see movies.
Yeah, they want to go see the movies. He wants to try to rub one out while she's sitting next to him. That's the closest you'll get to it. He's useless. He might as well learn from these dogs that got that little wheel cart to drag their lower half. He ought to do that.
Jesus.
He might be worth something then.
Jesus Christ.
I tell you what, Mr. Melton, I'm taking a peek. I'm out here on your rooftop, Mr. Melton. I got your address from that stuttering John. I'm keeping an eye out for those Tar Tribe, you call them Tar Tribe.
Fucking hell. All right, get off my roof. Get off my roof. Get off my roof.
I'm squeezing. You got him, Melton. You got him, Melton. You got him. You got him, Milton! You got him good! You got him! Roofie cut! Car babies!
All right.
You got him good, Milton! You got him!
I don't even get it anymore. I don't even get the bit. I don't even get the bit anymore. What are we doing?
Under a moonless sky, Captain Mooby of the SS Boogers navigated the scrimp-choked waters, his eyes scanning the horizon for summons. The scent of salt and danger lingered in the air as whispers of the Three Wolves, a ruthless gang of pirates thirsting for vengeance, reached his ears. Mooby's fingers traced the scar on his anus, a reminder of the last encounter with the wolves when he narrowly escaped their wrath. As the creak of a nearby ship echoed through the night, Mooby knew he had little time. The hunt was on, and the Three Wolves would stop at nothing to settle the score.
What the fuck is this?
With a deep breath, he tightened his grip on the microphone, ready to face the darkness that lay ahead.
Yikes, remarkably scary. Anyway, 310 away from yesterday's Echoes of Hope.
We're like Nick and we're hoping to bang April. It's just he found an inn.
All you had to do was ask.
It just brings me down. The Mersh ones depress me. I start getting depressed like Mersh. Oh, by the way, Mersh found out he's officially banned from the Rumble ad program. You can't even believe it. We'll be going over that tomorrow.
Well, you had to have something to offer.
Yeah.
We had to make a trade. You know, it was like negotiating on draft day. I don't think I'm getting that compensatory sixth round pick, by the way. I think that ship has probably sailed. So to catch you up on the story, Oh, by the way, Camel Toe with $2 says, I'd pay the $10 a month on Patreon. Well, we'll give it a shot. And I think if we get to 500 people on that, then maybe we will take the shows down and put them up.
Yeah, don't worry. He's dreaming. Aaron thinks he's going to put his whole show behind a paywall. And he's got to get 500 Patreons to do it. So good luck, I guess. I mean, this guy is out of his gourd. Delusional. Jesus Christ. FKA the Ghetto Basement says, fuck Godfrey, we need that caller as an AIU. What's an AIU? AI. Whoa, something just happened to my browser? Dude, I don't know how anything works. Things are getting wild around here on another level. Hello?
This is Joy, 15 Lake Village. Thank you for calling. How can I help?
You tell me.
Sorry?
I'm sorry. Fucking rude, man. These motherfuckers are rude in these streets. Okay.
On Patreon, or you know, maybe we'll make them members only. Maybe we'll keep them on YouTube. Maybe if we put a $10 or $12 tier on the YouTube memberships.
Maybe. Tomorrow we'll have 12 new ideas for how to do the show. And the day after that, we'll have new ideas. And the day after that, did we just stumble on the best idea?
Then you can get access to, like I said, to the replays.
Dude, maybe we'll have a level where, like, people can get, like, you know, a custom leather jacket and, like, their own water slide. That'd be cool. Yeah, maybe.
Of the shows. Or we'll just keep doing it the way we're doing it now. We could do it like that. So, all right, get away from the chat, Aaron. Let's.
Or, and I'm a big fan of this and always have been, we could just keep doing it the way we're doing it now. I love how he adds that at the end. I love how he throws that option in at the end. Or, and hear me out, we could just keep doing everything exactly the way we do it now.
Let's get to these documents.
That would require almost no work on my part. What are you guys thinking?
So, Nick announces he's doing a show Saturday.
Remember when he was going to get the green screen and the lighting right? And then he's just like, actually, we're going for that old school radio look.
And every time Nick announces he's doing a show, MN Public Records drops a shitload of documents from different hearings. This one is from the Child Protective Services hearing. This is where they get to talk to all the people. I think this is from June. This court thing took place in June. You've got Alicia Sweep makes an appearance, the Child Protective Services director who I've met. Nice lady. Great at her job. She's very, very solid.
I got her autograph. She loves my show. Big fan of the toe. She might be listening now. Hi, Sweeps.
They have a few other people up there. The lawyers get to examine and cross-examine. The judge gets to ask some questions. And we get some interesting tidbits from MN Public Records. Now, I'm going to read his summary of the whole thing, because trying to take these page by page,
it'll take forever.
It's a lot.
I'm not good at reading, and I go a little cross-eyed when I can't scream about PayPal every 12 minutes.
But he kind of hits the high notes. I am warning you, before we get into this, if you have not read these yet, you're going to hear some of the dumbest fucking shit you've ever heard. You're going to physically grab your hair and go, what the fuck are you doing?
Hit the like button. Thank you to everybody who's gifted a membership tonight. 16 new members on the program tonight, including Slim Fally, a member for 2 months. Really enjoying NLO. Content always entertaining. Thanks. I try to scream just the right amount. Bill Bixby, member for 10 months. I listen to everything on 2x. F the chat. I'm stoned eating crackers with one earbud in and missing nothing. I know. They just all don't do it, so they're uncomfortable with it because it's new. They're all nerds. It's all like Doom and the Aussie guy just rubbing their dicks together.
But this is a man who got arrested with an ounce of cocaine in his house, ketamine pills. April's charged with fifth-degree felony drug possession because her debit cards were covered in coke. She had a straw next to her debit cards. She had a vial, a bullet of coke on all of that. Like, she just basically kept her whole snorting kit right there.
How many times do we have to relive this shit? We all know this basic stuff. Like, dude, the coke was on her cards.
And I'm convinced, by the way, that Nick did give April a vial of cocaine while we were all hanging out, and she brought it home.
Probably.
I'm convinced. And she was doing cocaine during the show.
Wow!
I
think April might have done cocaine during one of the shows. Just one of them. She was driving over there every day and every night, And she might have brought some cocaine home. I'm not sure. But I think she possibly could have brought the cocaine in home. And,
The audience demanded the goal. The goal is the show. Without the goal, we have no show.
The show is the goal, is the goal, is the show. It's got moves, it's got grooves, it's got money. Show, is the goal, is the show. Look at Johnny. He wishes he were asleep. Jenners, that's not a real name, and this can't be a real person. Don't know how I got here, but this is fun. I'm from Wisconsin having a blast. Wait until you get all the inside jokes, you stupid bitch. Okay, I assume it's a woman. They call me Jenners. I'm just here in Wisconsin drinking Spotted Cow and eating cheese curds. Having a summer. Just having a summer. Spotted Cow's pretty good. If you're into beer.
Watching some clips back. I had an idea back then. But bringing it up was only going to cause a massive fight. And she would do this thing. When I talk about April and Nick being the same person, they are the same manipulator. So okay. I would talk to April about, like, you can't do that shit on the show. I can't cover for you when you behave that way. Or I can't cover for you if you're going off.
Oh, no. Jenners is a trans? Jenners is a trans. It's not a woman. It's never a woman. I know. This is how she gets my nudes. This is how she gets my nudes.
Coke. Or if you're going to be on the show, you know, strung out and high. Like, I can't. Like, people are going to be able to say whatever they want.
I'm the same person. It doesn't change me.
It was this weird thing where
I can only shut Citizen M up for so long. Then there'll be a Citizen N. LMNOP. I mean, it never ends. It never ends.
She hated the internet for talking shit about her, and she had to quit the show because the internet was getting to her. But nothing the internet was saying was incorrect. So I didn't. What am I supposed to do? You're behaving in a way that people observe your behavior. And then when they observe your behavior, you act like they're the bad guys. You're a broadcaster. You're putting shit out there. You're on a visual medium, and people are noticing things about you.
Yep.
And it's like it didn't register. She didn't have to take responsibility for anything. So I would confront her on this, and she would yell at me and scream at me, and I'm a monster. I'm a terrible guy. Then she would go to Nick, and she would tell Nick he's a monster. He's awful. He's this terrible guy because I'm confronting her about cocaine. He would just give her more cocaine and tell her how it was good. It was fine, and Aaron's a prude, and you know. And then Nick would come.
You're not acting like a nice piece of quim.
Me and going, I'm helping you out, buddy. I'm just when she comes, like she's just really, you know, she
quim. Did we scare her off? Did Jenner's run away now? I never.
She just gets really crazy, and she just starts, you know, going off, and I just, you know, I tell her it's okay that you like when he would say that. I'd look at him, and there were a couple times I go, do you think I'm fucking retarded?
I mean, yes, but
I mean, well, yeah, I shouldn't have left the question open ended.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, I don't think it goes to that level. That seems
right.
That again, that seems a lot like Nick there, just kind of assumed he could just keep strumming you along.
Well, and then like it's not like Kayla and I didn't do the same thing. Like Kayla would ask me about lawyers, and Kayla would talk about what she was afraid of if she left Nick and divorced him and shit like that. Like you know, it got everybody.
Wow, we shared our hopes and dreams.
Here's the deal: everybody talks shit about everybody. It's just that Nick and April would lie about well. You know what? Nick would lie about talking shit. April wouldn't. Like, April said a lot of shit about Kayla to me, and eventually she would say it to Nick, and then eventually, like, she had a lot of bad shit to say about Kayla. Kayla's ruined him, and Kayla's taken away a lot of great things from him, and I would never treat him that way, and she took that show away from him, and he loved doing that show, and she ruined it for him. I'm like, she doesn't even go down there, dude. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
How did she ruin the show?
Well, I'm sure Nick told her that. Like, Nick and April would tell each other their warped perspective of what their partners are doing. Meanwhile, their partners are upstairs telling...
None of this has anything to do with the documents. Like, this is all just another panicky... Look at him. Look how fucking panicky he is. This is just another brain dump from this idiot. He's panicking. Look at him. This is all just complete cope. None of this has anything to do with what's in the document.
Each other, I can't fucking deal with this person. They're gaslighting the shit out of me. They're fucking doing this, doing that. Like, it was basically, if we were all alone together, we were talking shit about each other.
Wow, you make this whole drug polycule thing sound so fun.
It's not fun. It's not a great time. You know?
Really?
Coltrane with a dollar says, so you were convinced Nick gave her coke to bring, but you weren't sure. Then how did you know she was running off doing it during the show? I'm going back in time now. I'm thinking back to all of this
stuff. Oh.
But there were times where I noticed April.
Will you ever be in front of a judge where you're like, now that you mention it, I did fracture her collarbone a couple times. I do remember cutting off her airflow, but yes, now that you put it, headbutted? Oh, like smashing her head with my head. Yeah. Yeah, I did do that a few times. I'm going back in time now, and now I see it. And now I see it. I really do. I really do. I didn't before when she was like, you hit me, you headbutt me, you choked me, I couldn't breathe, you cut off my air pipes. I was like, never, not once, not ever. I mean, but now I'm going back. I'm going back. And again, look at him, checking the chat, seeing are they buying this. Does anyone believe this story I'm telling?
Girl was on something, and I would tell her, I'd be like, I can't protect you if you're going to fucking be so brazen on the show. Citizen M says, the insane thing is that April still thinks I'm the bad guy because I happened to notice she was high. Maybe.
I know, Citizen M. God, like, you and I are the same. I wish I didn't have to be so mean to you. I hope you understand.
Does she think about that? I don't know. So we have this, we have these documents now. Let's get back to the docs. And this is the CPS hearing. And the reason I bring up April, and the reason I bring up you guys grabbing your hair and pulling it up,
because she's probably going to be filing charges on me, and I wanted to discredit her at every turn. She's coming after me, and what I'd like to do is get ahead of it.
Is because of the highlights that we're going to have from this hearing. We have the testimony of Alicia Sweet, that Nick flat out accused of perjury on his live stream, if you'll remember, saying she lies under oath, this Alicia Sweet lady. Let's take a look. Let's read the highlights because, again, trying to read these actual documents gets a little tedious. And this is a transcript, so this is everything that's said.
Right.
That gets a little long. Number one, much like when Nick reveled in thumbing his nose at his church by bringing the full cover and the later thruple to the pews. Remember, April and I had been to the church. April was at the church after I had left with all the kids.
Right.
Remember? Remember when Nick brought us there? Fucking disgusting. Bringing a couple there. That they're fucking. Nick did that. He brought us there. Remember? Remember? I was there. Remember? At the church, at the thruple, at the couple, at the church. Remember? He brought it. He brought it. He did that. Fucking gross. You wouldn't catch me there unless I was Broughton.
Sure enough, all of the below transpired. All of the CPS stuff happened with April in the gallery as a support, gazing upon the cult leader in awe. Surely that would have inspired a lot of confidence in the county's eyes. Now, that's number one. Let's talk about that. They go over who's in the audience. Right. And you got Nick's parents. You've got the three oldest children, the ones that are over 10 years old. They're here hearing this. Remember that. And then you have April listed as a support.
This drives Aaron crazy. This man misses this woman something fierce. And again, let's not forget, he all but orchestrated the disposal of his wife. No man wants his wife after another man's done using her. Sorry, you're broken. Look, a lot of guys do, but that's disgusting and gross. Run her through the dishwasher first. I like a woman to have to at least cry and eat ice cream and take some really explosive dairy intolerant shits before we date a new person. Okay? Separate the relationship out with those milestones and you'll be fine. You can't just be letting your wife's literally dripping cum on her Tahoe seat while she speeds home to you to then tuck your children into bed with your, again, just gross hot glued snatch from another man. I mean, it's just like this dude, he doesn't even want her, but he doesn't want someone else to have her. So every time it comes up that they were together, every time they're hanging out, it always comes up, you know, that, oh, it's so disgusting. This is not a good look that they're together. And then constantly trying to conquer and divide, you know? This, I'd watch out. I almost feel bad for Nick. He doesn't know what's coming. April's going to turn on him in a heartbeat. April doesn't know what Nick's doing to her. She's held captive in a cult. It's like he can't stop trying to appeal to everybody's better angels. And it's just like not, it's falling upon deaf ears. Kayla, if you can get out of there, blink twice. It's like nobody wants out. They wanted you out, nerd. And then you went and told and ruined the party. Like no one misses you. No one. But if April would just come back, she's not. I think he really does. Like, there's a part of him who would take her back if she came back tomorrow. There's a part of him 100% who'd be like, I accept you.
In the gallery. He brought his fucking side chick. He brought sister wife.
This is your wife. I thought you were over the anger. Where do you get this fucking puffed up disdain? This aggressive disgust. Where's this coming from? You were over it. You're grateful. You're happy. High road. Moving on.
To a fucking CPS hearing. Remember, this is the hearing where he's going to go, I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy and I can have my kids back. Give me my kids back because Nick's turned a corner. Nick's all right. Even though Nick won't admit he did anything wrong in the first place. But okay. April is there.
Just live in housekeeping. I mean, you act like the court gives a fuck about his sexual proclivities. They really don't. The only one been out of shape about who April's fucking is you. The court doesn't quantify things in terms of, like, is that his side piece? I'll put that down here on the docket. The court doesn't talk or think like that. The legislative branch of government doesn't give two shits about who's fucking who and who they belonged to before. And I mean, it just is crazy. Like, dude, you're sitting there with your side chick. It's like, that's not, no one's thinking that but you. Like, really? Really? Like, again, for all they know, it's the live-in nanny. Nothing in these court documents, everything about sex and fucking and the polycule and wife swapping and your dick's out and touching while you open SpaghettiOs and all that kind of stuff, it's all come from you. You're the one who can't shut his fucking Don Knotts looking mouth. So the idea that, like, the court knows that it's his double and it's his wife swapping, swinging side piece. It's not a good look. How upset you are. Look who's mad. It's Aaron. You're mad that someone picked up the garbage that you threw away. And I mean that quite literally. You left her to die 7 weeks. You didn't tell anybody. She was on drugs, ran away, wasn't home, was in danger, was in a cult, was spiraling deeper into addiction. No. Shh. Sleep. You threw it away. And now you're bitter that he still has it? You're mad that he didn't throw her away too? Back to that shithole in Litchfield? Remember when you yelled that at her? Crawl back to that shithole in Litchfield?
Oh. Right, even though Nick won't admit he did anything wrong in the first place. But okay. April!
Again, this guy's so nuts. He goes, why won't Nick admit what he did wrong? And then he comes out like weeks later and goes, I don't know what's wrong with all these people. They think Nick should come out and admit something? Dude, he's up for trial. He's not admitting anything. He's trying to fight this, so he's not going to talk. Now, here he is back again. Again, full panic mode. We see it. Here he is again going like, Nick won't admit anything. Right. He has a trial. He has a hearing. What's wrong with this guy? He's such a weird, noodly panicker.
Is there at the fucking hearing.
There he is. That's what people are pointing at. When he's coping, that's it. That's the look. That's it. That's the look we're looking for today all day long. My Discord has been going nuts about this. Discord.gg/NLO. This is what he does when he's really struggling. It's the turtle. He sticks those teeth out. He extends that neck. And he does. This is like a weird, hard swallow. Oh, God. He can't stop doing it. So watch for this one. It's almost like he's like stretching his muscles. It's a real weird one. Watch how fake the laugh is and then watch him go into it. Watch how he has to smear her and then over laugh, like overly fake laugh, and then go into this weird turtle pose. Look at his eyes. What a creep.
Okay. April is there at the fucking hearing.
He had to reassure them, though. They're like, hey, what's with this lady? Oh, don't worry. Kayla's my bottom bitch. So
yeah.
We're good.
She's like a lieutenant. You know? Well, it's fine. Her soon-to-be ex-husband didn't like that she did a lot of coke. So, you know, he's an abusive piece of shit.
Nope. You were physically abusive to your wife, according to her. That's what makes you an abusive piece of shit. Keep whitewashing it, bitch. Keep whitewashing it. Wow, yeah, he couldn't handle that she was doing coke. He asked her to stop, so I guess he's abusive. No, this was 2 years before the coke. This is 2 years before the cocaine. You assaulted your wife, according to her. Headbutted and cut off her ability to breathe. This has nothing to do with coke. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
So we're fucking her until she's happy.
There's another one. Look at it. Another one. Ooh. Whoa. Anybody need to open a beer? Ooh. This is psycho. This is psycho shit.
It's going to be a lot. So, she's there. She's in attendance. Everybody's been trying to figure out, why did April's felony charges get brought back? Why did the county decide to pursue felony charges against April again? Now, it's my assertion, based on who I've talked to and based on my intimate knowledge of this whole thing, that those charges were coming back no matter what. I think the only thing that could have stopped those charges from coming back is...
Why are you swallowing? Why is he gulping so much?
This whole thing. Those charges were coming back no matter what. I think the only thing that could have stopped those charges from coming back is April talking to the detectives, April talking to CPS, and April helping. Then it probably would have all gone away. But she didn't. She shows up at this CPS hearing. I don't, you know, people keep bringing up the tattoo thing. Those charges were back in process. They were ready with those charges before the tattoo thing happened. So
yeah, the government doesn't move that quickly.
Right. I think they...
Yeah, they don't care. Again... Only you care that they were at the tattoo convention together. You're a jealous, petty bitch. No one else thinks the government saw them at the tattoo convention and they were like, this is enough.
They saw April was still living there. They see April at the CPS hearing. They're like, you know what? Fuck her. We're putting the charges back on. And I think they always were going to put the charge.
He can't take his eyes off the chat today. Much more on the chat than himself.
Just back on. So she shows up at the CPS thing. Now, here's an interesting question. If April shows up at the CPS hearing and she's clearly still there and she was one of the people that got arrested with them and now she has fifth degree felony charges, remember when the CPS, like the list of things they had to do to get the kids back, one of them was be subject to random checks of both houses?
Right.
I wonder now if April, if this CPS thing is going to be dragged out longer because now
because
April,
in the mix?
April has to now be considered as someone who needs to test, someone who needs...
Look at him. Would you let this guy around your daughter? Whoa. Wild.
Someone who needs to be checked in on. Someone who needs to... They gotta make sure that she's okay to be around children because she was...
Oh, don't worry. Nick said he'll handle that. He'll take care of the testing and checking in on her, make sure she's all right. He'll take care of all that. You don't need to worry about it.
That's what's funny about this whole thing, because remember, Nick was cawking off and bragging, like, whatever charges April doesn't face, it's because of me. Well, the fact that she's facing charges, isn't that because of you, sweetheart? Isn't that
sweetheart?
Your fucking hero? You're a fucking hero, Tutu.
Sweetheart.
Hey, if you're going to take the credit, got to take the blame, right?
Yeah.
Well, that would require him being honest and introspective. Not going to happen. So April is there. April is looking on, which... Everyone I've heard talk about this, that's the craziest part to them. Is they're like, how did you think this was a good idea? This is where I get to the point where I'm like, I hope, like, I used to say, I hope they're getting help. I hope they're you know.
I hope they're fucked up. Nobody's this stupid.
I hope they are fucked up beyond belief. I hope they are coked out of their minds during this hearing. I really do. Because if this is the best you can do with a sober mind, holy shit, are you fucking stupid? I mean, it's dumb enough for you all to be living together still.
Right.
It's even dumber to bring her to the fucking CPS hearing where you're trying to show you're a responsible, normal family who can have children in their home. By the way, here's my side poke that I got arrested with all the... She was in the bedroom with my wife the morning we all got arrested. I'm totally ready.
I don't know why anyone thinks anything's happening between the two of us. Did they not hear how I'm aggressively monogamous?
Aggressively. And, you know, I've been thinking about that Chrissy interview he gave. He totally knew Chrissy was a pushover. He totally knew Chrissy was not going to push back or call him on any bullshit. He aggressively took his time and aggressively decided, I'm going to throw my biggest lies out there because this woman is not going to check me. This woman is not like...
We've called Aaron out about this forever. He won't go on anybody's show. He won't be interviewed. He won't talk to anybody who has to push back. You know, he won't go on anybody's show who he respects. He can fool KB and Ray all day. Those are the shows he'll go on. Even Chad. Anybody can work Chad.
He wasn't that the one where he said, like, oh, if you have bleach in your home, it's dangerous to kids. He put bleach and cocaine in the same realm as each other.
Well, actually, he's right there. If you have bleach in your home and you're making one of your children take it regularly, it is dangerous to your children.
You know what? You're right. In that case, it is that extra criteria.
That extra step.
Yeah.
He forgot that one part of the comparison.
But I don't.
That, right on.
But I don't clean surfaces with cocaine. Maybe I'm the crazy
right
one.
But have you tried before?
I haven't.
It takes the surface's ability to be dirty from here, and it brings it up here.
This over-the-top laugh he has to do to try to convince you his show's a comedy show, it's bananas. It's bananas. No one laughs as hard at anything.
See, Nick always had a way of explaining things so nobody could understand them, and that's what's nice. So April is in the gallery to show support. Sometimes I think about this, and sometimes I shake my head and I go, you know, I'm glad she's not here, but boy, has she fucked up her entire life.
Again, another oscillation. Next week he'll be like, she's fine. She can still get it together. You really blew it, honey. You had your shot with Aaron Imholt. You could have had ironed-on steel-toe tees your whole life. You could have had enough turquoise jewelry to last you a lifetime, but you threw it all away.
I mean...
But wow. Whoa. This is on double speed, remember? And look how sad he gets.
Show support.
Well, watch how fucking real this gets.
Sometimes I think about this, and sometimes I shake my head and I go, you know, I'm glad she's not here, but boy, has she fucked up her entire life.
Two, three, four.
I mean, just fucking butchered it.
Oh, no.
To death. Like, it's a...
To death. It's so fucked.
A dead end. You're done.
She's done. It's the same way he talked about that woman he got fired about, Heather and Fish. You're done. We're bullying today.
Like, until you decide to break it all down and turn and do a 180 and go back down the other way, you are in a cul-de-sac right now.
Why are you worried about it? I don't understand the concern. You know, I mean, why are you so worried about it? Seize the day. Clippers set up Johnny on his own. We'll sub him. I don't know what any of that means.
For a small fee, I'd be honored to be Aaron's new co-host. Will you put in good word for me?
He's so fucking butthurt. Look at him.
Not a good, peaceful Wisteria Lane kind. We're talking like dead-end cul-de-sac. You can still go back the way you came and get the fuck out. But if you don't, it's over.
Is that how cul-de-sacs work? If you don't hurry up and get out, it's over? Do you think a cul-de-sac is quicksand? Dude, it's like a cul-de-sac. You can turn around and go back out the way you came. But if you don't, it's fucking over.
Like, it's done. And I remember Kayla telling me one time after I'd left, she goes, oh, no, April says this is the last relationship she'll ever be in. And I said, oh, Kayla, sweetie, you don't understand how April works. She said the same thing to me when we got together, and she said the same thing about her boyfriend before that. Kayla,
yeah.
It's all part of the game, sweetheart. So
everyone's the last relationship.
And so did you. You sold us April. She's an amazing talent. David before met April.
Everyone's the last relationship, right. So April's in the gallery to show support. And, dude, if you're Nick's parents, I don't know what they've been told. I'm guessing he had to just fucking snow him on this whole thing. You see
they
April
haven't left. I thought the cops took it all.
You see April there. If you're Nick's parents, you're like, what the Nick? What the fuck is she doing here?
So glad he's in the documents.
You and your wife need to have a family again. Like, you need to be together. What the fuck? Nick's probably convinced them. Oh yeah, Aaron was like ground and pounding her, beating the fuck out of her. Aaron was this terrible guy. We're rescuing her. He doesn't believe that. He knows that's horseshit. And I'll call him on it every time. But they don't.
Will you? You'll call him on it? Good. Good. No, it's good to know somebody will.
No, that's bullshit. So he's probably got them sold because remember, these are the same parents who we're going to see later in these documents. Don't think that Nick's ever done cocaine.
Oh.
So these are not the most difficult people to fool.
Well, I guess we know where Nick gets his unprecedented level of stupidity from.
I will say this. If I had to rank Rakeda family parents, like the kids' grandparents, Kayla's stepdad's my favorite dude. He's
just like you had to rank April and Kayla's blowjobs, and you said Kayla gave better head. No, you said Kayla gave better deep-throating slow head. You said you liked the way she licked the sweat off your little German pubes.
Great. I like that guy. Dan's awesome. Dan's a stand-up, no-nonsense guy. Then I would go Kayla's mom, then Nick's dad, Nick's mom.
Mama!
But I think the Rakedas are the perfect example. You know, they have this saying about rich families, shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations.
Okay.
Where somebody works really hard and builds something up. Mm-hmm. The next generation, they kind of live on it a little, but they're still able to kind of make their own way a little bit. And then the third generation is just a complete spoiled fuck who ruins everything.
Yeah.
That's Nick. Take me, for instance. My mother was a lunch lady, and I'm unemployed.
Yeah. Nick Rakeda is the perfect example of shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations. He is the walking embodiment of that saying. It's never been more perfect. So April up in the gallery, showing support. If this doesn't inspire Kandi Ojai County to kind of bring her into the fold and make her part of the conditions and everything, especially now that she's facing the felony charges. I mean, all three of these people are going to be convicted felons when this is over.
Unless they're not convicted, fag.
Whether they go.
Unless they're not convicted. Or it gets pled down to a misdemeanor. Or a million other things. You don't know anything about anything, you fucking idiot. Dude, do you realize that after this, they're all going to have to get tattoos?
Go to trial or they plead guilty. If they plead guilty, they can stay out of jail. If they go to trial, some of them are going to prison. And they're going to be convicted felons. So you can't have another convicted felon who's not blood related to the kids in the house without putting some stipulations, you know, putting a saddle on them.
And I mean, just again, the whole thing would be a lot easier if she wasn't there. It's just one less problem. It's one less thing to deal with. It's one group of hurdles you don't have. And yeah, I don't understand.
He can't take his eyes off that chat.
And why she's there at all at this point with everything that's happened. You would think, I don't want to be on the internet. I don't want to be involved with any of this stuff. Well, Kiwi Farms is on Nick like stink on a turd. So you might as well, if you don't want to be on the internet, you might as well get away from internet guy. Because that's what Nick is.
Yeah. Sam Show says, I just love that it always gets worse and worse. And I'm always surprised. Yeah, right? I mean, at this point, we should just be ready for dumb shit. Honky says April can't show support to her stepkids. Yeah, she didn't even come home the day of Charlotte's birthday party to help get ready. Kayla.
Wow.
April said, I was out getting Easter baskets for the kids. She ended up getting them those shitty, like $10 prepackaged wicker Easter baskets with like some Butterfingers and shit in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so you weren't like.
Those things were dope. I wish we could have afforded those when I was a kid. What in the fuck, man? Dude, she got her like Butterfingers and stuff. I was like, you go back to that store right now and you get my daughter just a basket full of Talenti. You piece of shit.
Putting them together, you literally walked into Walmart, grabbed three of them, and got the fuck out. That's a 5-minute trip. And then she admitted, she goes, I am in a booth right now at the Chinese restaurant crying my eyes out with Nick. It's like, yeah, because you guys are drug addicts and you can't control your emotions.
First of all, have you heard your daughter sing? She doesn't deserve a Butterfinger. She doesn't deserve a Butterfinger. You chat-checking some of my bitch. I might have to get higher. I might have to get higher. Just to fuck with Brian Landon. He'll be like, what?
Because Kayla and I were like, where the...
Chinese restaurant.
Well, because Kayla and I were like, where the fuck are you? Like, your fucking daughter, we're getting ready for her 10th birthday party.
And you're not here.
And you're not here.
Oh, really? Let me sing her happy birthday over the phone.
I don't care. I don't care.
Walking in Memphis...
And I told her earlier that day, be home by 11:30. if you could, because you know I need some help getting stuff ready and all that. Kayla ended up coming.
Be home by 11:30. Remember this? This is the day he came downstairs and did a little 20-minute show. Like, guys, we're all upstairs gathered around the birthday planning table. We've got our graph paper. We've got our compass.
I mean, with her five kids, and we ended up getting everybody ready and going. All those two retards had to do was bring themselves. So, look, it's these aren't the smartest people in the world. And April can't show support to her stepchildren. April can't show support to five other children who are counting on her as a nanny.
Fuck your kids.
Kids are stupid.
It's them taken away out of the house because of her actions. And now she wants to show up at court for support. Oof. I mean, that's fucking interesting.
While you were doing it, it was fine, right? Let's see the underbite. Look at this fucking face. This dude's gonna shit himself. I'm telling you, if it's coming from 2/4, and if you want to reduce that fraction, you can. I refuse to. Of the directions that they could come from, it's bad for this guy. It's bad. James Bomber says, light the cherry, Patrick. And what's it to you? What's it to you? You've been giving me a little too much attitude lately. I'm starting to like Panhandler more than James Bomber. And that's saying something. This Panhandler. Anyway, shout outs to Panhandler.
Interesting, to say the least. So on to highlight number two from these document links from MN Public Records. Although the maternal grandparents, Kayla's parents, are generally understood to have been the only caregivers, it turns out the two youngest children were then actually in the care of another family member and uncles giving respite for unspecified intervals. So I'm guessing one of Kayla's brothers was watching the kids from time to time. For how long and how many times did Nick's choices subject his kids to the trauma of being separated even from each other? That's another thing nobody talks about.
Yeah.
Like when he addresses it or anything else.
And nobody's talking about it. It reminds me of Hunter Biden's laptop.
The kids have heard about this stuff. Remember, these three of their oldest kids are in the courtroom for all this.
Yeah, and then on top of that, they're living this shit. That's not good for them. So
you don't understand it. What makes you think the children understood it?
It's terrible. And then also one of them obviously tested positive for a shitload of cocaine. So there's that too.
But did they test positive for bleach? I ask you.
A shit ton. Is that the official measurement?
You know what, Johnny? You got me there. They indeed did not test positive for bleach. I'm an asshole.
Yes, you are.
So you have the kids being taken away. And let's not to mention the kids being there when the cops have to battering ram the door in because their dad's a fucking douchebag who wants to cosplay libertarian hero all fucking day instead of protect his family. So that traumatic situation. Then the kids saying, can I have some clean clothes? I haven't changed my clothes in a few days, and holding the cop's hand as they walk out.
Excuse me, Mr. Officer, I made a poo-poo in my boom-boom.
That's not good. That really happened?
Yeah. As PPP from Kino Casino said, the way he puts it, the kids were stinky and hungry.
Oh. Well, like, dude, okay, so I have one thing about this. I saw someone talk.
They were covered in SpaghettiOs and cum.
Talk about this. The older kids, like, why aren't the older
kids? At least whenever Aaron wasn't around.
Kids taking care of themselves.
What do you mean?
Well, you said the ages, they go up to, like, 15, 16, right?
16, yeah. Almost 17 now.
Yeah, 16, 17, you can't handle your shit? You can't do some laundry, fucking.
Well,
make your own
laundry
food?
The laundry's in the bedroom. The wash machine and the dryer in the bedroom. Have you not? Here's my
what
thing.
What the
you
fuck?
Haven't, like kind of leaned in or like looked into any of this.
Not super hard, no. I find it's easier to just experience it on your show because, like, if I look into
the laundry is in the bedroom? Like, what the fuck?
Then, like, then when we go on your show, like, oh, here we go again. Like,
Aaron is eagle-eyed on this chat. Are people buying my bullshit? He gotta know. Sorry, I scooched. I accidentally scooched. Oh, no, now I've lost it. I'm never gonna be able to scooch again.
I didn't realize the laundry machine was in the bedroom. Yeah. So that at least explains that.
The laundry machine? What's wrong with all these people? The laundry machine is in the bedroom. Okay. I'm sorry. Can I use your laundry machine?
The food thing, again, a little bit of a worry. But I grew up with, like, completely unattentive parents. And by, like, 10 or 11, we kind of had it figured out that we just had to handle ourselves.
Well, now King Kong's
10 or 11? Try 6 or 7. I just do my laundry starting at age 7. fucking cunt of a stepmom.
Says because their parents didn't teach them these skills, Johnny. That's a good point, too.
Well, my parents didn't teach me skills either. I figured out how the laundry machine worked because my clothes stank.
Laundry machine? How poor are these people? What witchcraft is this? A laundry machine? I mean, which one's the laundry machine? The washer or the dryer? Or collectively, when their powers are used together, they're known as the laundry machine. The laundry machine. Right.
But I mean,
yeah, it kind of looks like you're giving Nick an excuse. I mean, it's kind of a weird look you're giving right now.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it is. I mean, I'm asking what you mean.
I'm just saying it's the 16-year-old's
fault. It's the 16-year-old's fault all the kids were stinky and hungry?
No, I'm just saying if you're the 16-year-old and you've got like little siblings that are complaining about being hungry, like make them some goddamn SpaghettiOs. You know what I mean? Like,
well, no, the kids would come to the bedroom door. And anytime the kids came to the bedroom door and wanted a snack or anything else, like
they would ring the bell and we would open up the slide and we would hand each one of the kids one cocaine.
Usually me, I would go get it for them or somebody would. But it was most of the time almost always me.
They were always in the bedroom, all of them. It's so fucking weird. It's so weird.
Because, you know, two or three people were in the bathroom doing their thing.
Doing stuff.
Just doing a little, you know.
Doing a little toot and a little knocking boots.
And I didn't like going in there when the drug stuff was going on. You know, once in a while, I'd kind of stand by the doorway. But otherwise, you know, hey, can we go do something? Let's go have fun.
When he would stand by the doorway? Are you guys done yet? Can we go play horseshoe? You know, he loves horseshoes.
Or,
I'm a Menards dad.
Maybe grab the kids some
apple. I'm a retard dad.
Applesauce or something. Jesus Christ. So anyway, so number two, maternal grandparents, kids all over the place. Some kids here, some kids there. So far we have April is in the gallery showing support during the CPS hearing.
Dude, this is making my head spin. Remember when he promised? This is going to make my head spin.
Number three, and this one broke my heart temporarily to hear.
Okay.
This was a tough one to hear. Number three is, it's something that how do I put this?
Probably in the back of your throat, like dicks.
When it comes to Kayla, and maybe I'm too easy on Kayla, but Kayla can be a very sweet, loving soul.
I'm easy on Kayla, but she's easy on the eyes.
The thing with Kayla is this. When it comes to drugs, and it comes to neglecting children, and when it comes to getting better and turning your life around, there's a difference between wanting to and being able to. Kayla has, I can tell you this from experience, 100% fact.
This is literally his members only show repeated.
Kayla wants to turn it around. Kayla wants to stop all of it.
She has the desire, but she doesn't have the ability.
Kayla feels guilt. Kayla is one of the guiltiest people I've ever met. Kayla feels terrible. Kayla does not think this stuff should be happening. The drugs, at least, and all of that. Kayla wants to do better. Kayla is not capable of doing better. I offered resources. I offered help. I offered anything I could. Kayla would always talk about wanting to do better, but when it was time to take any actual concrete steps, she would not. Every fight with Nick where she would end up hurting herself, every fight with Nick where she would come back screaming and crying that he gaslights the shit out of her and all that, never did anything. Like, you feel bad for people at some point, but then you kind of get the...
I offered her a job several times to be the co-host of Steel Toe. She just turned me down.
You know, the principal from American History actually asked that question of, has anything I've done made this better?
Yeah, you kind of, you've contributed enough to it, so...
Right. You can't feel sympathy for someone forever. Unless they do something about it. And she is unwilling to do something about it. You know, she's go along to get along. When, you know, she will sit there and she will stand right in front of everyone. Her little 5'2", adorable little Kayla. She'll stand there in front of everybody. She goes, this is wrong. This is bad. And they'll yell back at her and convince her it's her fault. She'll fall apart again and go, all right. There is an impulse in her to do the right things.
My name is Kayla. Aaron's checking out the chat. Whoa, with that wrist. Put it away, Sally.
There is an impulse in her to do the right things. It just...
Ready, everybody? Do it at home. You can do it.
There is an impulse in her to do the right things.
It
just doesn't get done.
Doesn't kick in.
Yeah. So that, when we get to number three here, that'll be... you'll see what I'm talking about. OG Honky with $2 says, how long was the thruple together? Well, I left mid-April, early to mid-April, about April 12th.
I left mid-April. He finally admits she was mid. He finally admits she was mid.
So 4 months now, 3.5 months now. It's been the three of them. My name was taken with $2. I don't want to talk about things that I do specifically. I have gone to that group's meetings. I do go to that group's meetings, but I don't talk about the things that happen in it. But thank you for the $2. My name was
Fight Club.
Was taken.
Wait a minute, you're part of another sex cult? God damn it.
No, this one is not a sex cult. It is not.
You leave one and you get another. I can't even find one. Like, they're never handicap accessible. It's like they put stairs in front of the meetings for a reason.
But to answer your question, my name was taken as best I can. Not through all of them. There. Trucker 18 Wheeler with $5 says, when Kiki said the Ricadas were there for April, that aged well. Keanu's naive when it comes to shit like this. And look, I'm not going to trash her too hard for it because she wasn't there. But as someone who was there, it's hard to watch other people struggle with it and not fucking get it. Because it's like, guys, all you really have to do is listen to the guy who
said... He says he did coke like 5 times. He acts like he was like part of the Medellin cartel. He acts like he was entrenched in the drug life. I barely got out of there by the skin of my teeth.
At it all. And every time shit comes out. And again, in this document, we're going to be like, wow, Aaron said that was kind of a thing. It's like, you think? Jesus.
Like he almost knew what he was talking about. Holy shit.
I'm the only one who's admitted any guilt in this whole thing. Well, you're about to hear. Now there's a second person who's admitted guilt. But
I'm sorry. Are you drinking Diet Lipton tea? And also, are you doing the face? Are you about to be doing the face? What in the fuck? Anybody got some lettuce for my turtle? Guys, my iguana needs some squash. Ooh. How are you making his face a twist like that? How are you doing it?
Only person who said this was wrong. I'm the only person who says I've been a piece of shit. I'm going to break myself down. I'm going to rebuild myself.
Why won't they come out and say they're pieces of shit? Why not?
And while there will be stumbles along the way, I will do better. And I am. I feel fantastic.
I'm actually the best.
But I can tell you the stories. I can tell you what happened. Nobody else who was there can, because nobody's willing to even be honest with themselves about what they themselves did, let alone anybody else. OG Honky with $2 says, how long were you a part of it? December to mid-April, so 5 months. I'd say about 5 months was the number.
We're 5 months away from today. Was the number. 5 months is the number away from overtime.
Yeah,
why don't you do overtime? Why don't you do overtime? Again, if it was mid-April, it's even worse than we thought. They got arrested 8 days after you decided you were out? Oh, boy. Do I think this really could all be instigated by him? Calls from him to the pastor. Calls from him to child caretakers from this school group these kids were in. I called it the minute he said, whoever did this is a hero, I went, if there's one thing Aaron Imholt likes, it's being a hero. And if there's two things Aaron Imholt likes, it's declaring himself a hero. From the very beginning, the minute he goes, whoever did this, I wish I had the guts. Whoever did this is a hero. They deserve our praise. Hit the like button. Fucking 900 of you watching, 265 likes. Like a Chad Zumok level program. Please, please. Could you hit it? Could you hit it with the children?
Listen, I can't answer that question. I'm not going to answer that, buddy. But I'm not shitting on you for asking. King Kong Don says, Kayla is a Minnesota 4 on a scale of 100. I disagree. I think Kayla's a beautiful woman. I genuinely do. There's a lot of good in Kayla. There's just, again, as I said before, Johnny, there's wanting to.
There's a lot of good in Kayla. Not as much as there used to be since I pulled out.
And being able to. And right. Where Kayla fails constantly is the being able to part. you know? But at least, unlike Nick and April, she doesn't, you know, she at least has the want to do good.
Those two, you're never going to stop if you don't. Right.
Like, those two are just aimless pieces of shit who have no redemption chance in hell.
The first key to sobriety is deciding that you need to be sober. Like, you have to choose to want to do that.
Kayla wants to do better and can't. The rest of them only want to do what feels good to them.
Dog shit.
They're very much locked in their own wants and needs.
Cuck
and don't
idiot,
give a shit about anyone else.
Bitches.
Kayla at least has that tinge of
stupid sluts.
Feeling bad. Is it still Chrissy Mayer's fault for having that comedy show? No, not at all, because we booked Chrissy. We threw that comedy show. We booked Chrissy for it. They asked, do you have any dates? And I put the whole show together.
Dude, it was a Steel Toe production. That was all our shit. That was all our shit. Every time I make a racist remark, my eyes get closer together. Don't look. Don't look. You'll never unsee it.
But I blame Chrissy for that interview, that soft touch fucking interview where she let that guy fucking lie his dick off. Just that weak tit fucking passive.
So disappointed in all the people who were my friends last week.
It's, you know, people don't know how to do interviews. They think that there's only two ways to do interviews. Let someone just spew shit or be confrontational. There's not. There's a way to fact check people and still be an interviewer. And still
imagine Aaron being this, like the guy who hates pushback during interviews, the guy who dodges every real question.
Be professional. That was not it. That was just basically an unpaid infomercial.
Yeah, just kind of let him say whatever he wants and step out of his way.
So here we go. Number three. I had that long setup to get to number three. For once, and again, if you're just joining us, MN Public Records released documents from a CPS hearing, and we're going through them now. We're just going through the Kiwi Farms highlights here because the documents get hard to read. Number three.
They're hard to read. They're all blurry and covered in peanut butter.
For once, there was a brief glimpse of conscience and contrition in Kayla, MN Public Records writes. She would tearfully hug her eldest son out in the hallway and said, quote, and this is important, and hopefully this is part of the CPS hearings and the criminal hearings. She tearfully hugged her eldest out in the hallway and said, quote, these are the consequences of our actions. Now, that should be a big holy shit moment. I was surprised more people didn't take that as the holy shit moment that it is.
Yeah, most people understand the law and understand that she didn't say anything. These, what are these? Are the consequences of our actions. Yeah, I mean, what you're doing right now on Steel Toe is a consequence of your action. What I'm doing is a consequence of my actions. What we're all doing is the consequences of our actions. And if I said that to 10 people, it could be interpreted in 10 different ways. But to Aaron, that's a smoking gun. To Aaron, holy shit, Kayla just admitted they all did drugs and almost shot their children.
It's because I don't think people get it. I don't think people understand. That is the first time anyone not named Aaron has admitted any kind of guilt.
Again, I don't know why you're putting any sort of value judgment on it. The people on the Olympic pedestals after every event could say these are the consequences of our actions. You're putting some sort of qualitative value on it that isn't there. But again, that's because you are guilty and you think in that way. This is just how the law works. Again, what did I say? You said it was the consequences of your action. You admitted that you did drugs. I did. I put my arms around you and you put your arms around me and now we're hugging. And these are the consequences of our actions. That's what I was talking about. Oh, fuck. No, you weren't. Prove it. Prove it. He has the dumbest understanding of the law I've ever heard in my life. He thinks this is like some big thing he's got him on.
In this,
he's like, I'm surprised not everybody's losing their mind over this admission. It's like, you breathed in today and then breathed out and then breathed in and breathed out. You're alive because of that, because these are the consequences of our actions.
Wrongdoing.
Or wrongdoing. And God bless.
Hey, Crumb, you've been in the chat room for about an hour screaming about how you can't do it. You're going to go watch the Olympics. This is boring. I just can't steel toe. I'm going to do it. I'm out of it. Is this even a show? I got to get out of here. I can't do this. I can't watch it. Why don't you go? Why don't you go? Why just sit around and be miserable? I mean, you're allowed, but you just seem dumb. Are you dumb and miserable or just... He goes, it's totally me. I'm not I'm not saying it is you or it's not you, but you seem to be miserable. Why not fuck off? Why not go somewhere else? You're welcome to stay and just keep wrestling with it in your brain, but it seems like you're tortured. I'm just trying to help. No, I'm not saying get out. I'm not. Kush King's like, I think I agree with Crumb. Yeah, I don't know what's sadder. You're not sure or you're not going to act on it. Like, I can't imagine sitting in a chat room going like, I'm not sure how I feel about this. This could be dumb. It could be.
Kayla Riccata for doing that. God bless her for at least in that moment being a good mother and hugging her oldest and saying, these are the consequences of your actions. Has Nick stopped to tell his children once this isn't your fault? This.
Whoa. We just a dash of fake anger. And there's the face. There's the face. I mean, this is a serial killer. This is a psychopath. This is a fucking nut. Again, the people who are going like, wow, they can't have an opinion. No. You're too dumb to be here. I beat it, everyone. Beat it. I need about 200 of you. Self-identify as the lowest IQ and get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I'm losing it over someone having another opinion. No, he's been having the opinion for 30 minutes out loud in the chat. I just want to know if he's okay. This is my classic patented, are you okay? I don't like this. I don't really like this. I'm going to go. I'm going to go watch something else. This isn't even a show. I don't like this at all. I just can't watch Steel Toe. This is not my thing. I don't like this. Are you all right? I'm just making sure. If this is what your intention is, carry on.
And hugging her oldest and saying, these are the consequences of your actions. Has Nick
carry on my wayward crumb. He lives in Florida. It looks like a thumb.
Up to tell his children once, this isn't your fault. This is my fault. I did this.
Because he didn't do anything wrong. After all, this was all a setup. It's the deep state.
Save my own fucking ass before I teach my kids a fucking lesson. Or I make my kids feel better about the situation. No, Dad's got to cover his ass. Dad.
Why won't you show us Louie? Why won't you show us Louie?
Dad's got a CYA so you kids can figure it out. Like everything else in his life, his kids can fend.
Whoa. Look at this guy. Do it. Do the face. Do it. Wow. The rage. Just seething mad. Boiling. The rage.
Side piece who's up in the fucking peanut gallery for support.
Well, I mean, you know, this is really surprising to me because Nick has always been such a great father figure with all of the, he's really, you know, all the lengths he's gone to get the kids back and everything else. Like, just, yeah, I'm surprised he's not more concerned.
Again, what does Johnny Crutches know about what lengths Nick has gone through to get the kids back? Both these guys just sitting in shitty chairs in different basements. What do you know about what they're doing? As if there was something they could have done. Like, what did they not do to get their kids back, stupid? Go to a tattoo convention with April? That really set back the paperwork.
And this is where the Kayla that we've seen in the criminal proceedings, where she's been quiet, she's let Nick take the lead. And by the way, that silence is an endorsement of the way Nick's doing things. You have to take it that way. But this is the first time we've seen her go, these are the consequences of her actions, as she cries and hugs her children. And fuck Nick Riccata for not supporting his wife.
There's the face. Wow.
And he yelled at her for it. You that pissed him off. I'm telling you they had a conversation about it, and I'm off, and they have fought about not supporting hugs her children. And fuck Nick Riccata for not supporting his wife. Not supporting his children, we know that. but not supporting his wife. I guarantee her saying that pissed him off. And they have.
How did he not support his children? What is this guy talking about?
Thought about this. I know these two, and I'm telling you that pissed him off. I'm telling you they had a conversation about it, and I'm telling you it was a fight. And he yelled at her for it. Instead of him hugging his children too and going, this is dad's fault. That's what being a dad is. Being a dad is.
Tell us what you've learned. Tell us what you've learned, little turtle.
Taking the knife wounds, taking the pain so they don't have to feel it, especially when it's not their fault. If it's their fault, it's your job to teach them the lesson that comes with that pain. But when it's not their fault.
Chat check.
Even if it's your fault shared with other people, you fucking take that.
Chat check.
That's your fucking job. And by the way, we're talking about a 42-year-old man who needs mommy and daddy to come over and clean his house. So I know this isn't getting through.
You cleaned his house.
But when you're 42 years old and you have five kids, you should know by now that you're...
What's funnier? Someone who has people cleaning his house or a 40-year-old dad walking around cleaning the house waiting for the adults to get done fucking and doing nose candy?
Obviously, take the pain of this world...
Check, check.
Absorb it, especially when it's your responsibility, and protect them. Kayla had a maternal instinct.
Your kids are out in the world, and the world is spicy. And your job is to be the mashed potatoes, to absorb the heat.
For a moment, and she went with it. She sacrificed herself for a moment, and I'm so proud of her. I wish she would have kept going. I wish she would have continued to accept that responsibility.
She should have walked into the courtroom and laid her body, her bare naked body, down on the bench in front of that judge like some sort of tawdry sushi model, sans sushi, and screamed up to the high heavens and the state seal of Minnesota and all those there to bear witness, I did the drugs. I had the guns. We snorted the cocaine. Take us away. By the power vested in me of Castle Grayskull and the Ricada Law YouTube channel, take me away. What is he talking about?
She'd be in a much better place right now. But she hugged her eldest child and she said, these are the consequences of our actions. Nick didn't do that. Would have been.
How do you know? Again, a court reporter saw this and then reported it. Or a child social worker or something. How do you know Nick didn't? Would have been nice. Would have been nice, Nick.
Nice if Nick would have done that.
But he doesn't want to hug his kids. He wants to go hit up that side piece.
No, he refused to. As a matter of fact, the reporter said, one of the kids ran to Nick and said, Papa! And Nick just fucking, like, snap-kicked her right in the jaw. Was like, get the fuck out of here. Go see your grandparents. I've got cocaine in the car. So sad that they would do that.
That's why he's got
wants to get up there in the gallery. Get some support. But these are the consequences of our actions. Kayla, in one simple sentence, you said something beautiful. You nailed it. Perfect.
But this if you said that to the judge, that might actually help.
Right. But this is where I get to, Johnny. Want to versus able to.
Right.
Kayla wants to take responsibility. Kayla wants to cleanse her soul of what she's done wrong.
Totally.
And she wants to get on the path to living a better life. But the minute she is with him and the minute he is with her, they are destructive. And then you throw another destructive narcissist in April into the picture. The opposite narcissist of Nick, whereas she's always, you know, victimhood is her narcissism, whereas Nick's is, you know, delusions of grandeur.
Whereas mine is the goal.
Or his narcissism. You take those two and put them with Kayla and they, you know, they both kind of confront her. And that want to do the right thing does not turn into the ability to do the right thing. She just falls right back in line and gives up.
She's going to have to get out of that situation then.
Well, isn't that the catch?
That's the only change you can make. If you can't, like, I've always said, like, when a situation becomes untenable, something needs to change. And so you just go down the list of changes that you prefer until you get to one that you can actually do. And I think in this case, the one she can actually do that'll work would probably be getting out of there. Like, don't be there.
The thing she can actually do that'll work is painting valves.
Again, that goes back to want versus ability. That's the tragic catch-22 of this whole situation. So Kayla hugs the kid and says, these are the consequences of our actions. I wish somebody else would say the same. Cool Boy with $5 says, Johnny, you are brave. My mom had MS. She also had dementia at the end. We will find a cure, buddy. Oh, my God. Is Cool Boy one of the doctors?
Probably long after you're dead, but don't worry.
I don't know. Working on the fucking...
Don't worry. Every kid that survives MS will get a copy of your podcast.
For MS? Attaboy.
Yeah. Well, not to brag, but I'm better than your mom.
We'll make them wish there was never a cure.
I had dementia before I had the MS. Ha-ha.
Gray Duckling with $5 says, imagine the stress Nick is dealing with. Luckily, when you're normal... he goes, luckily, when you're normal, stress is here. Oh, man. You guys are funny. 265 away from today.
What does that mean?
Thank you. Let's go and get to...
Why thank you?
So, I mean, these are the consequences of our actions. MN Public Record says, will Nick ever acknowledge the same? No. No. Doesn't have the ability.
No. He can't. He can't. I know it's just days before his trial, but I don't know why he won't. I actually don't know why he won't erect himself on a cross in the town square.
You got to understand, for most of us, admitting we're wrong is we're wrong, we move on. Nick has tied his entire identity to being right, and he's, you know, he's prophesizing, he's preaching, he's on the pulpit. So for him to admit he's wrong, for him to admit he's fallible, it destroys a big part of who he is. He doesn't have the bravery to look into that kind of mirror and be that self-reflective.
Where does all this bullshit come from? This is all just made-up bullshit.
And make that call. Nick does. On a lighter note, we finally get the comical details about the May 28th first sight visit's refusal of access to the master bedroom. Remember, Nick called Alicia Sweep a liar. When Alicia Sweep said, I went through there, I got to the master bedroom, he shut the door on me and wouldn't let me in. Okay. Okay, Nick. Allegedly, Nick shut the door in Sweep's face saying, you don't need to come in here. And you know what I love about this? I can see Nick doing this.
All that's in this room is the laundry machine.
This is, thinks he looks like a tough guy Nick. I can see, thinks he's a tough guy Nick face.
We can all see, thinks he's a tough guy Aaron face.
I can hear, thinks he's a tough guy stern voice. Nick is one of those people where he...
Now, Aaron, we got to remember Aaron hugs himself these entire talks. It really is bizarre.
He wants to be, maybe not feared, but he wants that respect of aggression.
And then Aaron's excuse for that is like, no, that's just, he literally said it's an old school pose I do. Both me and my dad are super insecure.
Right.
But when Nick gets aggressive, you just want to pat him on the head and go,
that's adorable.
There. You actually, you know what you want to do, John? You want to put your hand open, your palm open like this on his shoulder, and you want to look at him and go, do you feel in charge? Like, he's just so not intimidating, and he goes for that.
He's got weenie anger.
Like, yeah, I think he's intimidated Kayla for years. I think he's probably been able to intimidate April, but he can't intimidate. So he's used to being able to be authoritative with women or smaller
people. But, like, I'm a big guy. Like, I'm a tough guy. So, like, he looks at me. Dude, he always flinched every time I opened a can of SpaghettiOs. He would, like, shart himself.
People. But anyone who knows anything, basically dudes, or Alicia Sweep, who in her own right is kind of a badass. I've met Alicia Sweep. She's no nonsense. She's the real deal. She's the real deal. Pretty good at her job. People like that can see right through Nick's horseshit. I mean, he's a Jedi mind trick. He works on the weak-minded. The rest of us just kind of go, oh, look, it's turning red like a tomato.
Aaron thinks he's one of the advanced minds. He didn't know what wheels and tires were. He didn't know the difference. He didn't know the difference between wheels and tires.
Look at him. He's so cute when he's mad. You want to? Yeah. If Nick ever yells at you, just pinch his cheeks and go, sugar, sugar, sugar.
You just stand there and then you wait till he stops speaking. You done? Okay.
Right. Did you finish? Can I go now? So allegedly, Nick shut the door in Sweep's face and said, you do not need to come in here, because he was only going in there briefly to grab whatever shitty art piece would surely explain away the loose bullets found near his firearm. What or who was in there in that room that he had to hide? Well, I would argue drugs. I would argue that they reloaded, but I could be.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I know last night I read a thing that said that he tests clean, but I assume he's on drugs, and I assume they reloaded, and I assume it's everywhere. I assume they're so dumb they didn't hide it when the caseworker came over. I assume it's laying out. I assume. This guy's a genius.
Be wrong. But yeah, so what Nick tried to do. So you know how the police found that 22 caliber bullet?
Yeah, the loose bullet casing thing.
Yeah, and people were theorizing that, like, he was coked out, and he was, like, shooting at varmints.
Like they just Yosemite Samming around his house?
Yeah, basically they thought he was out shooting. And I was the first one to go, guys, I've never seen it. He's not shooting guns in the house, I promise you. I don't know where that came from, but, you know, it's not. He's not firing guns in his house. He's not like fucking Tommy Lee Jones and Cobb, you know, shooting a deer out the window with a handgun. He's not doing that. But apparently it fell out of a painting. The bullet was in a painting and it fell out. Why Nick needed to show the CPS person that, I have no fucking idea. Like, I don't know if that's part of, again, Nick's need to control the narrative, Nick's need to control appearances.
Why do you need to tell us that he needed to tell her? Why do you need to tell us? Jay Cannon, bravery to admit he's wrong. Really, wife beater? Oh, God. Two things can't be true.
But I think if you showed Alicia Sweep that picture, she would go, I don't fucking care.
Doesn't really change a whole lot.
Yeah, that's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to look at your art to see that there's a bullet thing missing. And then I'm not here to do fucking forensics, dude.
And by the way, for someone who's investigating you, if you don't want her to look somewhere, best way to do this. No, you can't come in here. No, stay on the other side of the door. Look,
yes, you're right, Johnny. It instills a lot of confidence when someone's there to inspect your house to see if there's drugs or if it's an okay place for children. And you go, oh, you can't go in there.
Why did they go? Oh, you can't go in there. Why all the before? Pretty sure that probably didn't happen. Come on now.
I mean, it's
just too much jizz everywhere.
There's just jizz all over the place. We haven't washed it since Aaron's been gone. It's terrible. The whole thing's awful.
The man comes like a pyrotechnics display. It's weird.
Why is it blue? Okay, so number five. So that was just some silly shit, you know.
Okay.
He kept Alicia Sweep out of the bedroom because, well, you know, you need energy to clean. Number five, an added excuse for refusing access to the master bedroom during the May 28th site visit was that the Rakatas were, quote, on their way to post bond between that 1 p.m. site visit and the Chips hearing later that afternoon. Why such a hurry to post unconditional bond ASAP when they had already been conditionally released? Now, remember, got to go back to the arrest. They were released under their own recognizance, but they had to drug test.
Right.
They couldn't do any drugs. They couldn't do anything like that. And they had to be regularly tested. They didn't want to do that. So they each paid $5,000 to a bail bondsman, so 10 grand total, so they wouldn't have to test. Because, in my opinion, they want to do fucking drugs. That would hurt their criminal case. Now, this is another thing that Chrissy just let him lie about, that she did not confront him about, because he said, well...
So, under his assumption, they're still doing drugs, and he's still testing positive. Again, he knows he didn't test positive for... last night, he was like, apparently, Nick's testing clean. But today, out of nowhere, I assume they're on drugs. And I assume they're testing positive. And I assume...
You know, it's $75 per test. And if we just pay the $10,000, it's a lot cheaper than being tested. And it's like,
I don't know how... Dude, you'd have to get tested like every day for a year to...
It's 133 tests.
That's really good math, Johnny. That's really good math.
Yeah, I think you're going
to
be...
Dude, you have to get tested like every day for like... 100 million eons before you get...
Fine.
I don't think so, buddy. I don't think so. So they were in a hurry to post bond because at that Chips hearing, in my opinion, I could be wrong.
There it is. There's our face. That's what we've been looking for.
Oh, hi, Mark.
At that Chips hearing, they were going to release Nick and Kayla's hair follicle drug test.
Okay.
And it was going to show... And I can say this. This is fact. 100% fact, because I've watched it with my own eyes. I was there.
It's documented. It's proven.
It's not documented. It's proven. They were going to release those hair follicle tests, and it was those follicles were going to be fucking loaded with cocaine.
Dude, if you think the kid had a lot of cocaine from a kiss, you should see how many kisses these guys do.
You thought the amount that his daughter tested positive for. I am dying to see.
You know how much he came across?
Need to know because...
Why do you need to know? You don't know how the tests work. You don't know anything about the tests. Why do you need to know? If you know they did it all the time, why do you need to know the test result? You're weird, dude.
Watch the man do cocaine. I've watched the man consume coke.
So you need to know the tests? You're making the face again, dude.
I wouldn't be surprised if he tested positive for an amount that would make a doctor look at it and go, this is life-threatening.
Again, why is any of this your business? Aren't you out of it? Aren't you on the high road? How did you even hear about this? Up there.
Like your heart
this is just
stop.
Too much coke, sir.
This is a shitload of blow. Like, he would come up during his show. And remember, this was a guy that was driving his kids to school at 7 in the morning. He would drink all night during his show. He would come up during breaks in his show and do cocaine.
What is he doing? Why is he doing this? And you let him?
And I know that many times, a lot of times, before April and I left at 4 in the morning to come here and do the show, April was doing coke to wake herself up.
You just said a minute ago, you're not sure, but you think April might have been doing coke during shows. Now you know she was doing coke during shows. Which one is it? How bad does this keep getting?
So she could come do the show. Was Nick doing it at 4 in the morning? I don't know. I don't remember. But was he doing it while he was driving the kids around?
Probably.
I would be shocked.
If he wasn't. I would be shocked if the airbags in his car weren't completely replaced with cocaine.
If Nick never did cocaine in between driving his kids around. This is one where I have to be careful. Do I remember specific times where he went? I remember specific times where in between driving the kids' places, he went back into that bathroom. Yes. Did I ever see him? You got to remember.
But he also has IBS. So what do I know? What do I know? He could have had the liquid squirt.
Remember, I was here doing the show when he was doing a lot of his driving, so I don't.
He had eaten quite a bit of Laffy Taffy.
I don't know what was going on.
But there were times where he was driving the kids around and I would be there. And yeah, I saw him going to the bathroom. Don't know what he did, though. Not sure in that case. But
he had a yo-yo. And when he came out, he was a lot better at sleeping the baby.
Wouldn't be surprised if he had done drugs, if he had done cocaine and then drove the kids around.
Would well, I mean, if because you feel it's
April,
safe enough.
April did coke and drove.
Right. But if you feel it's safe enough to, you know, self-medicate your daughter, I feel like you pretty much feel like, oh, I know this. I can do anything. Yeah. Like, I'm an expert.
So, why, you know, people are saying, why were they in a hurry to go post bond? Because they didn't want that hair follicle test to be released.
Yes. It was a race against the clock. They had to beat the FedEx truck to the courthouse.
Would be my guess. Number six. Again, this is MN Public Records with their document drop.
It was an open auction for the follicle results, and they outbid the government. And they got to take them home and flush them down the toilet.
On the Nick Riccata CPS hearing. Number six, again, Nick can't resist the chance to hear the sound of his own voice despite his...
Because we all know if you can pay enough, you're allowed to do cocaine around your kids. It's the way the government works. They bust into your house. They go, look, you're on cocaine. You're around kids. You hand them $50,000. You go, no. No, I'm not. Oh, no, no. Seal up those results. And I'm still a dad.
The own attorney sitting there who was supposed to do the talking. Yeah, this... Now as we get into the hearing stuff...
Oh, God. We blasphemed the state and the house of the Lord?
Jesus fucking Christ with this guy. I mean...
Just shut up.
You're the same guy. You wanted to be him. You were chasing his clout. You wanted his followers.
Been through a divorce where you had to, you know, go to court and get all this done. Mm-hmm. You sit there. You let your attorney speak for you. He's the professional. You let him go. And he does a better job of representing you than you would do of representing yourself because you're emotional. You know, you're going to fuck up. So Nick decides to pipe up.
No, you're emotional.
While his attorney's sitting right there because he has to show off for his lady up in the balcony. You know, remember the side piece came to CPS hearings.
He's so mad that he's called. Imagine calling your own wife side piece. Even if she left you for another man like happened here with permission. He's so bitter now she's a side piece. Remember when all this first happened? He was like, I watched him ruin April. I watched him ruin a pretty girl. I watched him take her from me. What she loved, just like the internet, they took away what she loved. Broadcasting her true talent, her true love, her one and only gift. And you just snuffed it out, internet. And then she found something else she loved, Riccata's cock. And she just left me for it.
He's got to look good for her.
Yeah, he's got to show her I can lawyer. You know how the internet says I'm a fucking retard who doesn't know how to lawyer? Well, we only say that because you can't wake up for traffic court. But.
Classic Aaron.
You know, you're worse than Joe Pesci at the beginning of My Cousin Vinny. But he's going to get in there and he's going to show his lawyer. This is what...
Oh, here comes an impression.
Why I don't see him taking a plea deal. This motherfucker constantly thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. Motherfucker, if I was in the room, you weren't the smartest guy in the room. And I'm an idiot. You're a dumb guy. You're a fucking dumb guy who mommy and daddy never told you no. Mommy and daddy always told you you were special.
He's so mad that this guy got his girl. He's so mad at her. He's so mad at him. He's so mad at her. He's so mad at him.
And now at 42, we're seeing how the rotten fruit falls from the tree. Because now,
if
now
you're the
think
smartest
you're
guy in the room, we wouldn't be.
Meanwhile, Aaron can't stop bouncing and scratching. He's in an empty house.
Yeah, that's a great point. If you were the smartest guy in the room, you wouldn't be here. You know who the smart-
He's like going down and hanging out at the golf club, hoping they pair him up with strangers so he can make new friends. Dude, I met a new Canadian couple. They're awesome. They loved me. We're really friends.
Nick thought he could intimidate me, but every time he threw me out of the bedroom and ejaculated into my wife, I dominated him by breastfeeding his children and making them dependent on me, just like Rebecca De Mornay in The Hand That's Rocked the Cradle. Another win for you, Bo.
Every time he threw me out of the bedroom and ejaculated into my wife, I would breastfeed his children.
Smartest person in the room was?
I dominated him by breastfeeding his children.
That day, Kayla. Because at least Kayla went to the oldest and said, these are the consequences of our actions. Kayla was smarter than you on this day. So the lawyer is there.
Oh, God. Everything is always the consequence of your action. That's not a profound statement. You might have heard me say it from time to time, only I say, what is.
This time, taking a simple question of whether the parents have, quote, been cooperating with drug testing, as his time to belt out objection. The fucking client yelled out objection. Represent yourself if you want to represent yourself, but don't have a lawyer there and yell out objection. Why his lawyer didn't hit him with a phone book at that moment? I have no idea.
I don't know, Aaron. There's a lot you don't know, though, so I'd shut up.
So he yells out objection to whether or not the parents have been cooperating with drug testing.
What are you going to object about?
That's the question.
I don't know how the law works or anything. Why don't you tell us what he said? Why don't you tell us what he said instead of giggling about it like fairies?
Get your kids back. Objection. This will make me look really bad. We can't do this.
It's devastating to my case. Objection to the introduction of the drug test evidence that wasn't even the call of the question. So he objected to the drug test evidence being released when that's not even what they were doing. They were asking, you've been taking drug tests. That's a yes or no.
Wow, Johnny's yawning and trying to feign shock. Look at this cover. Johnny wants to do this thing where he's pretending like he's going like, oh, what a bunch of idiots, but he's yawning. He's so bored of this show. Watch.
Action to the introduction of the drug test evidence that wasn't even the call of the question. So he objected to the drug test evidence being released. What?
Right here, watch.
That's not even...
Watch.
And what they were doing. They were asking, you've been taking drug...
There it was. He almost covered it, but... Right there. Our boy, Yanni. Yanni Crutches. Yanni Crutches. We got him.
Drug test. That's a yes or no.
And then he covers it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah. That should be a, well.
And in fast motion one more time for your perusal.
They were asking, you've been taking drug tests. That's a yes or no.
Yeah. That should be a, well, yeah would be his answer if he's being honest. But no, you should be able to just answer that question. It does not look good when you try to fight the drug test evidence all the time and you insist to everybody, I didn't take any drugs. I'm not on drugs. I don't have a coke problem. But keep those tests private. Lock that shit away.
So objection to the introduction of the drug test evidence that wasn't even the call of the question.
Gonzo with $3. Thank you for the $3. Johnny's chair be looking like a girl's pussy hole. It do be looking like a pussy hole.
As if panicking.
A girl's pussy hole.
At the thought of ever discussing the parents' own hair follicle tests on May 30th, for which they'd swiftly revoked consent to release results to any county officials, and which their later July 13th motion to sought to suppress altogether for the sole reason that the guardian ad litem, the advocate for the kids, shouldn't have gotten her hands on the results. This time, the different judge was having none of it and asked Nick's attorney whether she'd like to make an objection for him. So Nick goes, they just asked if he'd been taking tests. And Nick, in an effort to look totally innocent, goes, no, you can't use our hair follicle test. Objection.
Is that what he did? I have a feeling he was calm and probably just spoke respectfully. Do you think he shook his hands around like the marionette whose puppet master was on fire above him?
No. And the judge doesn't even address him. What the judge should have said is, hey, fuckhead, that's not the question. That's not what we're asking. The judge questioned for him. So Nick goes... They just ask if he
one more time.
Test. And Nick, in an effort to look totally innocent, goes, no, you can't use our hair follicle test. Objection. No. in an effort to look totally innocent, goes, ah, no, you can't use our hair follicle test. Objection. Ah, no. And the totally innocent goes, ah, no, you can't use our hair follicle test. Objection. Ah, no. And the judge doesn't even address him. What the judge should have said is, hey, fuckhead, that's not the question. That's not what we're asking, you dipshit. But instead, what the judge does is, like, basically no-sells Nick and goes, counsel, would you like to object? And the lawyer's probably just looking at him and looking at the judge and going, why am I even fucking here?
And what the fuck are we going to object this for?
No, I think what Aaron's so confident about is that he thinks he's untouchable because he's made some sort of deal with the state. But his testimony is worthless. His testimony is like, he said everything and contradicted everything so much. Anything he says, you could poke 100 holes in.
There's no reason.
There's no reason to object to answer the fucking question.
So his testimony is valueless. So I imagine the whole deal could be up for tossing out.
Number 7, leaving aside the parents' May 30th hair follicle test. God, just like a lot of people want to see the body cam footage, you know, of the arrest. Which I don't really
need. You want the follicle test.
Right.
Well, you don't need to. You know what's on that footage. Yeah. You've been there.
I know what that.
You don't know what's on that footage. Nobody does. Nobody knows what happened that morning exactly. And we all want to see that footage. Now you're uninterested? You wanted to see it so badly before. What's going on?
House looks like. I think the last time I was there was a couple weeks after I was done because Kayla had me come over for a second and then we went out.
Classic Kayla.
I picked her up at the house. That was the funniest, man. Because Kayla wanted to still, you know, have a connection after I left. And I go there, and I'm waiting for Kayla.
It's part of the court docs? What? Why do we have to live? Again, imagine being the woman who's with him. You know he's mad about one woman, April, and he keeps pining away for the good times with this other one that he was so in love with. Where do you fit in? Literally, you are slam piece. You are slam piece. And by the way, TikTok, 1 week. We'll have pictures and photos and videos of Slam Piece. It's the big 10th anniversary week.
And Nick comes home. And Nick walks by me and he goes, hey. And I go, eh. It was just, I hate you. Go fuck yourself. Right, I hate you right, too. Go right. Fuck yourself. Now,
while I wait for
or my wife, either one, fuck yourself or my wife, whatever you're into, Nick, I'll be out here with the canned pasta for children.
For your wife.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to lift your wife up and press her against your truck and make out with her aggressively for a while.
He's 40. He talks like a high schooler. Dude, go ahead. Go fuck my wife and drill her out better than she's ever been drilled out. I'm going to pick up your wife and push her up against my truck and make out with her aggressively.
While I wait for your wife.
Yes. I'm going to lift your wife up and press her against your truck and make out with her aggressively for a while. Yes. I'm going to lift your wife up and press her against your truck and make out with her aggressively for a while. Excuse me, I have shit to attend to, sir.
Yeah, you cucked him. You cucked him, Mooby. You got him. You got him. Dude, they don't even know we were just outside aggressively kissing you on your truck. What the fuck? Dude, I'm the dry hump king. What the fuck? They don't even know we were just making out aggressively against his truck.
That was weird. That was, We were making out behind their big van, and Nick came out to throw the garbage out and saw us.
What in the fuck?
So I'm like, oh god, this is so fucking weird. Ah, it was strange.
Yeah, it's what they call pussy you haven't had before.
Jesus Christ!
As long as she was happy. So
again, imagine being the woman currently fucking him and putting up with this. What a fucking. I don't even know. I don't even know what the name for a woman like that is. Just no self-respect? How is Slam Piece not a side piece? She's literally a side piece. You've talked about missing two women on the show today. One, you're angry that another man has her. And the other, you still see the good inside her and are telling stories about the times you were in love and how you kissed in the yard. I mean, Jesus Christ, you kissed in the yard? Are you a Dashboard Confessional song? What's happening?
Because you got nothing out of it.
Number 7, leaving aside the parents' May 30th follicle test, with a result that they've aggressively tried to bury ever since. Sure enough, their first urine results were handed to the state at the last minute in the hallway before the hearing. So, remember, cocaine stays in urine for what, 24 to 48 hours?
I don't know.
Stay in urine.
Google it.
1 to 2 days. So about 24 hours. Cocaine stays in your urine. So all you got to do is not do coke for 24 hours and you can piss clean. Right?
Yep.
All you got to do is not do coke for 24 hours and you can piss clean. I don't even know if that's really true. Maybe 48. Maybe 72. Depending on how much you do.
And if you're trying to get your kids back, you're stopping everything, right? Like you're done with every intoxicant, every bad thing.
He threw out all the booze. I thought we were having clean living.
Say that again, Johnny.
He threw out all the booze. And he now, said he got rid of all the booze.
He said
everything.
He said that when? How soon after getting out of jail did he say he threw away all the booze?
I think like
you can buy more booze. Remember, you just said yourself they initially planned to cooperate with all these conditions, including no alcoholic beverages. And then at a later point, they went and paid the bond to be free of all the conditions. So then they went and bought more liquor. Are you okay? You're the shittiest Sherlock Holmes I've ever seen in my life. You're the shittiest Sherlock Holmes I've ever seen in my life. You're like, aha! They said they threw out all the booze, and yet he had been drinking. It's like, yeah, they probably made more. Probably made more booze than he had bought previously, and then he bought some of that additional booze from the distillery.
His first stream that he came back on.
First stream back. He said, I got rid of the booze. It's out of the house.
All right. Well, I guess you didn't hit your wife.
His first urine tests were handed to the state at the last minute in the hallway, which even then still tested positive for alcohol almost 2 weeks after the arrest. So this motherfucker is still boozing, still drinking it up. And remember, this is in the afternoon, so that means like he's fucking drinking today. Because they say it takes 1 hour to process one drink out of your body.
Okay.
To get that out of your system. So this motherfucker, this was an afternoon hearing, and he pissed hot for booze. Meaning
pissed hot.
He was drinking that morning. He was drinking, he was day drinking the day he had a fucking CPS test after he told the world. Remember, Nick always tells the truth. He's a stand-up guy. He got all the booze out of his house. Now, that's a dumb fucking thing to say because let's assume the impossible and that he's telling the truth. You can go get more booze. It's not impressive to throw all the booze out of your house.
So why'd you make such a big deal out of it a minute ago? Why'd you lose your mind about it a minute ago then?
Right. And it's so easy to have forgotten one here or there.
Yeah.
So again, like I threw all the booze out of my house. Like, okay, sure. But now you can't get drunk on stream at all or you're called out on that. So apparently now you have to squeeze your drinking into every moment that you're not on air. That's right. Going to be more of a problem.
Sam Show says he's focused on owning the internet and he'll destroy himself over it. Classic lolcow behavior. Yeah, I mean, his inability to be honest with himself. Like, he'd have to be honest with himself before he came and was honest with any of you. And he can't even do that.
He's got to get to the town square.
They're saying it's all over at April's new nanny condo. So he goes over there to drink. No, I disagree with you. I don't think he ever took the booze out of the house. I think it's still fucking there. Alcohol can be detected in urine 3 to 5 days via the ethyl glycerinide.
Uh-oh. Movie doesn't know what he's talking about. An hour for your body to process one drink doesn't mean you won't be urinating alcohol after one hour. You stupid idiot. You stupid idiot. He's dumber than dog shit.
Test or 10 to 12 hours via the traditional method. Well, this was the traditional method. So if he's got alcohol in his urine, and this is, say, 2 in the afternoon, that means at the earliest he was drinking at 2 in the morning. But more likely he was drinking in the morning and the afternoon.
More likely, because that makes him sound like a bigger piece of shit. Agreed?
Oh, man. I don't know why you would, again, I don't know why you would keep telling everybody you got rid of all the booze and all the stuff. If it's
again, I don't even think he said that. I think he said he got rid of it out of the studio. But again, even if he did, you don't know why? You just explained it. He had conditions that were lifted once he paid a bond. So, did he could drink? And he went and got some more alcohol? And he drank. I don't know why. You're all stupid. That's why.
Like, these tests are not going to hide it because you insist you're not doing it.
Right. Trucker 18 Wheeler with $5 says April did Coke, Aaron did Celsius. What is the difference? You know what? Good point. But I got rid of the
One's
Celsius.
Legal.
Yeah, it's one. It shouldn't be. Gray Duckling with $2 says alcohol can stay in your system for 80 hours. Hulk, well, he still lied about the fucking throwing it away. Hulkamash with $1.99 says it's 1 hour to process out of your bloodstream.
Right.
Okay. What would it be, more or less for urine?
One drink. Quip, 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 quip. Takes my blood 1 hour to get it out. Would urine be faster or slower to get rid of it? How would you piss it out before your blood processes it? I wonder if urine would be faster or slower. Does it go through your blood first, or do you piss it out first? Do you piss it out and then it goes through your blood? How does it... I wonder if that would be faster or slower.
Chances are more than likely he was drinking the night before, probably into that morning.
So you've just revised the more than likely again? Got it.
If he pissed hot for booze. Either way, you're a lying liar who lies.
Oh.
Number 8. Again, Kandy, Ohio County Health and Human Services insisted that the agency still continue to supervise visits because both sets of grandparents have lived whatever incredibly sheltered existence it would be to, quote, be unfamiliar with what somebody under the influence looks like. So the grandparents who are watching the kids say, you know, hey, can we just bring them over and, you know, everybody hangs out and the kids are fine. And the county's like, no. Like, why? Well, do you know how to tell when someone's fucked up? And the grandparents are like, no. And I feel like what they should have said was, have you ever watched one of Nick's streams? You know, like, show him the sleepy stream.
Have you ever been to a bar?
Show him the one that got Nick arrested. That's what someone being fucked up looks like. And more oddly, because at least Nick's parents still did, quote, these are Nick's parents. Unlike Kayla's. Remember, Kayla's family helped get them arrested.
Right.
Kayla's family was like, this is fucked up. These guys are not okay. Somebody
needs to stop.
Right. And I know Dan. Dan's a no-nonsense kind of dude. Like I said, Dan's my favorite. Kayla's stepdad is a fucking good dude. And he would not put up with that kind of shit. I can't.
April's dad's a good dude. Kayla's dad's a good dude. Those are some of the finest dudes on the dude Mount Rushmore. Gonzo, I love how Aaron brags about fucking a middle-aged married woman with 5 neglected kids, a drug addiction, and a dirty house. That boy, wild. That boy, wow. What does that do to our... Well, this is getting... Prague's still not touching Croatia, though, right? No, Croatia's still beating Prague. We're going to redo this and drop Estonia. I definitely have to go to Estonia, right? Fuck. Sounds awful. Sounds like shit. Anybody want to come?
I can't imagine how he's handling this. Because this is something unfathomable to a guy like him. So I hope he's doing okay.
Well, then, no offense, though, but has he not? How much of a relationship has he had then? Because, like, you haven't noticed this stuff going on around them? Or? Well,
come on.
I only saw that, like, I'd go over to their, we were over at their house once. We'd go out for dinner. We'd see them at the children's events and things like that. And I would always.
Sometimes we'd do a 3-couple swap where I'd eat out Kayla's mom and then her dad would lemon party my asshole.
It's just, I'd talk fucking Vikings. You know, saw him at church that one time. I'd talk Vikings with Dan and shit like that. We'd sit and talk forever. I love that guy. He's great.
Right.
We talked Vikings forever.
But he at least, you know, he and Kayla's mom and sister and everyone else were like, this is fucked up. You know? But Nick's parents, so again, shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in 3 generations, not holding little baby Nick accountable for anything, never teaching little baby Nick any lessons. Nick's 42 years old. I stood there at the door while his dad goes, do your fucking taxes.
I think he's got a lesson. I think he's going to have a lesson. He's facing it. He's facing the charges. You don't have to keep screaming about it. It's coming for him, too.
Nick's dad had to put a finger in his face, look at him, and go, do your fucking taxes. I will.
The doctor that delivered me had to put a finger in my butt and call it cherry pie.
Like a little kid being lectured, because he's like, I will, God. It was pathetic. a man in his 60s, probably his late 60s, having to tell his 42-year-old son, do your taxes. He even said, do your taxes. That's why I'm up here.
At the time, your father hadn't talked to you in years. You threw away your own dad for your little side piece, for your little slam whore. You threw away your relationship with your whole family, cousins, uncles, nieces, nephews, aunts, your mom, your dad. You threw them all to the side for April. But what happened? What happened with Nick and his dad one time?
So I'm thinking,
oh my God, he made a trip up just to get him to do his taxes?
I think he was up to watch the kids. I think he was like, Nick, you done your fucking taxes? Because I believe the dad had to make a payment on property taxes once, and he was not fucking happy about that. But Nick doesn't remember to pay his taxes. So I think Daddy Ricada probably came up to watch the kids because he watched them all that week. That's why, you know, I picked up the tab at dinner as a thank you, because you thank your fucking parents for watching your goddamn kids. You pick up a fucking tab. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was like, well, thank you for giving, you know, I paid the tab because I was like, this gave me a lot more time to spend time and hook up with your daughter-in-law. So I really appreciate that. There you go. It's tasteless. Joke. I think he came up to watch the kids so Nick wouldn't have an excuse as to why he doesn't get his taxes.
Wouldn't do his taxes.
Because remember, Nick's excuse for everything. You know, he yells at that cop with the speeding ticket. I'm running the kids around all the time. Motherfucker, you don't have a job. You're not stressed out because you're running the kids around. I've made the kids run two different days. It was not hard. It's not difficult to make the kids run for the Ricada family, especially when you have no job.
Yeah.
And mom doesn't have a job. You can make those runs. He was stressed because he was fucking blitzed on coke all the time. But as you know, John, your stress level is over here.
It's here.
Dude, I was a short order SpaghettiO cook. Don't tell me about hard times.
And then when you...
Exactly. Johnny explains it better than I do.
Moody, we need a God-free AI voice. People are demanding it.
So
stress level is here. Yeah, no.
Nick's parents, quote, do not believe that Mr. and Mrs. Ricada use any type of substance in the first place, such that some sort of facilitator would need to babysit both sets of grandparents through use recognition education, brushing up on what you or I might call basic common sense. So the Nick's parents don't even think that there needs to be someone to be educating them because they don't, you know, their baby boy and their precious Nick and precious boy would never do drugs.
What?
Would
never do something so wrong. Our boy is a straight-laced guy.
I wonder what the fuck he told them about those 26 grams of coke.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, my parents are fuck-ups, but if the cops bust me with 26 grams of coke, there's no telling them that I don't do drugs. No, they don't bust you with 26 grams because you're clean. So, yeah, I just...
Again, these guys keep running around saying that they say they're not doing drugs. No one has said that. It's just driving Aaron crazy that Nick's not falling down on the court steps screaming, I'm guilty.
I feel like just the size alone, really, you can't be like, oh no, our son doesn't do drugs, really. So what, was he a mule? El Chapo of the area or what?
What is this? Address this. I always hate that. I always like doing that with people when they're being fucking dumb and you just go, no, before we talk about anything else, address this. Tell me what you think and make it reasonable. Let's figure this part out first.
Yeah, like you, Aaron. Address this. How come you keep saying that your ex-wife, April, is only accusing you of domestic assault because she's bitter about the divorce, when in reality it happened 18 months prior to you even being served the document with which we found out she's making the allegations? How come? How come you sped that timeline up? Then, how come sometimes you say that was 2 years ago, when in fact it's still, I guess this month it's finally 2 years in August. But when the document was served, it was about 14 months, 16 months. Multiple times you physically assaulted April, confronted with these facts, you banned anyone who brought it up or talked about it, and you refused to give it the same scrutiny and attention that you give every document that comes out about your nemesis, Nick Ricada. Why? Why, Mr. Logical? Why, Mr. Simple Questions? Let's get to the bottom of it. Why? Why?
Because I'd be dying to hear that explanation. And I could look Nick's parents right in the eye, and I could just look at him and go, you're wrong. Aaron, how do you know that they do it? I've literally been there. I've watched them. I've seen it with my own eyes. Your kid, not only does your little baby boy do cocaine, he positively loves the shit. Oh, listen to his speech on stress. You're gonna love. I wanna tap his dad. I wanna backhand his dad on the shoulder and be like, get, fucking listen to this shit. Nick, do the stress thing. Do the stress thing.
Explain how it works.
Bop. Fucking watch this. It's like a fucking monkey. Go ahead. Tell him about the stress. Well, you see your stress level goes up. Bob, can you fucking believe this shit? You don't think he's fucked up? Come on. Celeste, come on. Listen to him. Did you hear the stress thing? Either he's on coke or you raised a retard.
Is he panicking?
Both are possible. Talk amongst yourselves. Number 9. All right, we're getting to the end of this. There's 3 more points. And again, we're looking at the MN Public Records document.
By the way, look at this. Frank Niblas gifting 5 memberships. Thank you so much. Appreciating that. Cash, also a new member. Cornball, member for 5 months. Your show is like a coke addiction. I can't get enough. Thank you. And again, thanks, Frank. Wow. Just wow. Just really, 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 really wow.
Drop. On the Riceta Family Child Protective Services hearing that April, the side piece, was in the fucking attendance for. By the way, I should go get the documents today and show you. It happened like 2 weeks ago, but the divorce is final.
Yeah.
Signed by a judge. All good. Even though April and Nick tried to get a little more money out of me after she signed the paperwork. He should give me this. He should give me that. He's like, bitch, fucking judge.
She's so dumb. She's so dumb. By the way, this is... Once he's safe on base and he starts taunting you, that's the real him. That's the real him. You want to know who somebody really is? Look who they are when they think no one's watching or when they think no one can touch them. Remember when he would talk about what he was going to do to Ashley LaRue the minute he had no obligations? Oh, wait till I can fucking talk about my shitty author cousin. Oh, you wait. You wait. You think that's gone now because they're getting along? It's not. It's not. He needs her. She's an ally. And he needs her to make this restraining order go away so he can trash her. The minute it goes away, he'll be all over. Like, you believe that stupid cunt took that restraint? Look at him now. Remember how it was sad and he was hurt? Listen to him now. She tried to get more out of me, that stupid bitch.
I just already signed it. Shut the fuck up. What are you?
Shut the fuck up. You guys are dumb. You made your bed. Eat my ass.
You two coked out retards babbling about.
Coked out retards. The minute they signed the paper, they're coked out retards. Before that, he was worried about his wife. He wanted her to come back. The children. This is who he is. Vindictive, angry, petty, spiteful, revenge-seeking. This is who he is. He will never not be this person.
Number 9. Another testament to Nick's Herculean work ethic can be found in the fact that he, Caleb, and the live-in nanny must not have been enough to clean the disgusting house so hard to walk around without stepping on clothing, bedding, and blankets on their own, because it turns out that this is embarrassing.
This is in the CPS report, by the way.
No, Aaron was the nanny. Not April. Aaron.
Aaron, you cracker-ass wife-beating nicker. You best stop acting like you ain't no bitch. And fuck you, Johnny Fat. Get you both, little bitch-ass how crackers.
Jesus Christ. Seems aggressive.
No, this is CPS. In the CPS hearing. This is in court.
Oh, it's in the hearing.
Yeah. This house was fucking disgusting. The carpets, like I said, the carpets are stained and blackened. They need to be ripped up and replaced in the entire house, especially in the basement. Just full of...
The backsplash needs to be redone. The cabinets need to be resurfaced. The whole fireplace is very, very, like, country chic and needs an upgrade. There's so many problems with this house. Don't even get me started on the luxury vinyl plank floors. They really skipped a lot of steps.
Garbage, wrappers, old papers, just shit. Broken toys. I just shit. And then the upstairs is nothing but dirty clothes, and then nothing but clean clothes in the living room. Yeah, there's nowhere to sit down. The kitchen island was a fucking disaster.
All the door handles don't match.
The kitchen table. I would always clean that kitchen table, and a couple weeks later, if I didn't stay on top of it, was fucking cluttered again. Sink just full of dishes. Whiskey glass. Oh, my God. That was the number one thing, dude. Every time I did dishes, that whole top row of the dishwasher was just whiskey glasses. Because April and Nick could not stop their fucking drinking. Holy shit. So anyway.
Yes, the curtains. You're right, Cardiff's kids. The curtains, they were ugly and the color was bad and gross.
I would almost say the alcoholism was as bad as the coke. Like they were as bad with booze as with cocaine. But the house was in disastrous condition. Like, take the worst house you've ever seen. It's probably around there.
I'm surprised Bob Vila wasn't in the back. That's why I'm making the face again.
It turns out that the poor grandparents had to do much, if not all, of the cleaning for them.
No, you did. Again, you did.
42 years old and a 40-year-old stay-at-home mother and a 29-year-old poke toy, fuck toy nanny. I mean,
and you guys needed the grand.
Again, you did. Who's the bitch? How is anyone the bigger bitch than you?
Parents to do the laundry.
You're 42 years old and mommy and daddy, let's let this sink in. Mommy and daddy had to come clean your house for you.
Yeah, once they're human fucking mastectomy-titted bitch man left who was cooking and cleaning, yes. Again, how is any of this not just makes you laughable? You were the one doing all this.
And your parents don't think you were on coke? Your parents don't think you did drugs?
Then they must not think very highly of you, because if they walk into that shit show, they gotta be like, oh no, this is just regular behavior.
Right.
My son's a complete failure. This could totally happen.
I'd almost rather my parents think I was on coke if they walked in and saw that house.
Right.
I don't want
a reason.
Right.
Right. Right.
So mommy and daddy, just like everything else in Nick's life. Remember, this is a guy who was, in terms of his own work, in terms of what he had earned.
Hey, do me a favor. Hit the like button, huh? Let's get it up to 500 before the sun comes up, you fucking pieces of shit.
Broke as a joke until he was almost 40. And then found a horseshoe up his ass called Rittenhouse in debt. And then squandered all of that, which is amazing.
Speaking of, what did you do with all your recent attention? How are your numbers doing?
If I had been born into the situation Nick had born into, I'd be a nationally syndicated radio host right now. I'd be.
You don't have talent. Again, you have enough talent to fool Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. That's how much talent you have. That's how much talent you have.
One of the biggest names in the broadcasting business.
I could have been one of the biggest names in the broadcasting business. But no, I'm going to have to climb my way back up to the 219th largest market there is.
Okay.
If Nick had been born into the situation I was born into, he'd be living in a meth trap house right now. Nick has no ability to do anything on his own. As evidence, at 42 years old, Johnny, who came and cleaned the house?
You. The bad father of the month. You.
The grandparents did.
No. Give it the respect it deserves. Who cleaned?
The grandparents.
No. Who cleaned the house? Not grandparents. Say the words like they should for a baby boy who needs to be taken care of.
Mommy and daddy came
to
clean the house.
Mommy and daddy came to clean the 42-year-old man's house.
At least his children know who daddy is. He's the guy making the face again. He's the guy panicking and making the face. Again, they say.
Again!
Not just mommy and daddy coming to clean the 42-year-old man's house, but 42-year-old man who has just been arrested, charged with multiple felonies, cocaine all over his house, lost his 5 children, and needs desperately to get them back. He can't put the bottle down, he can't clean his house, and who knows if he's doing coke or not.
I'd like to get a hold of Lexi the cart girl over at Tutelage's Country Club. What is it? What was the name of his shitty country club? We gotta tell Lexi, the cart girl, that we pay for videos of Aaron drunk on the course flirting.
But mommy and daddy are gonna come bail him out. Bob, Celeste, quit it. Knock it off.
It's really helping. Doing all this,
cutting a promo
up after your son at this point in his age. He's really getting his shit together.
You guys are really teaching him good lessons. How about for the second half of his life? Well, who are we kidding? He ain't making it to 70. 60's even a crapshoot. How about one time you teach the boy a lesson? Haven't you been wiping his ass and cleaning his house and taking care of him long enough?
Show us Louis. We
over 4 decades
want Louis.
Decades? Don't you want to have a life?
You're going to be dead. Who's going to do it then? Like, I mean, come on.
Right. You know, when April and I first hung out there, this is before any
sex stuff.
Oof. When April and I first started hanging out there, we looked at that basement and we were disgusted. And this is the difference between April before drugs and April after drugs. Because April before drugs, her and I had a plan to clean the Riccata home and get them to help us clean the Riccata home. Because it was disgusting. When right, but I mean, that's when April and I went there, we were disgusted by their house and disgusted by their inability to keep a home. But as soon as April started doing Booger Sugar, she stopped giving a fuck about what that house looked like.
Look at him wringing his hands.
There was one day I remember that we were doing laundry. And it was April and I trying to get Nick to do laundry. Kayla was running the kids around somewhere. And we got a few loads of laundry in. And that's as far as it went. No laundry ever after that. I mean, we didn't put a dent in the fucking thing. But I remember being down there with Kayla and April. Nick wouldn't come down. And I was teaching them how to clean their fucking basement. I go, Kayla, break this room down into grids. Because she's like, look, it's such a big mess. There's so much shit. And I told her, I said, break the room into grids. Break it into squares.
Break this radio host into grids. Oh my God.
And clean each
square. Do one part and then move to another part.
Make that square clean and then move to the next square. And I probably got two or three squares on the grid clean. And I go, you see how that works? She goes, yeah, we can do that.
It's such a retarded way to clean. Get this grid clean? What the fuck?
And then once my wife got drugged.
Hey, you missed two grids on the table. It really needs to be shined up. Sorry, I did my grids.
Man, she didn't give a fuck about cleaning that house anymore. So then mommy and daddy had to come in and
she
clean
was the- cleaning that cock
house only after they got arrested. They would have never cleaned that house. Ever.
Even under all this court stuff, they would have never gotten it done?
Never. Never. And even then, there was a noted failure to remove any residual exposure to cocaine by wiping every surface down with bleach. Which, I mean, if you live in a trap house and you've got to clean it up, you have to bleach all the surfaces because you don't know what's on there.
I don't think he has any idea what a trap house is. He thinks a house with cocaine is a trap house? If you have cocaine, you live in a trap house?
Right.
Go listen to some Fetty Wap.
He's willing to do a line of coke off of my kitchen counter after I told him not to. He's more than willing to do it off his own.
I mean, did you do coke and never, like, do it off a chick's pussy or have her do it off your dick? Did you even live? Do coke off anything. It's coke. It's coke. You know, except for a brief period during COVID where their rules changed up a little bit, separate straws, separate stalls. But then after COVID, I imagine it's right back to...
And at this point, I just would think, after what we've heard, bleach the entire fucking house.
Yes, just bleach the house.
Whether there's drug substances or not, just clean that motherfucker. Bleach that shit.
Drug substances?
Well, remember, Nick can't have bleach in his house. It's incredibly...
Excuse me. I'd like to buy some drug substances.
Be dangerous for the children.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want them to be taking it on a weekly basis.
Right. That'd be fucking irresponsible as
a
parent.
A trap house is one where you're forced to work day and night on a radio show towards a goal that seems ever unattainable while being passive-aggressively needled by a chat room and a man with ever-growing breasts next to you who can increasingly not make you come. That sounds like a trap house. Am I right, April? High five, huh?
April looks like a really cool bird today.
That's right. Almost as irresponsible as having mommy and daddy come and clean your house for you.
Again, for a month, you were the cleaner. I don't know why this is not clicking.
Now, when it came down to selecting the appropriate cleaning protocol, the Rikaitas refused to even so much as discuss what substance was there and don't necessarily believe that it was even in their home.
Whoa, 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 what?
So the cops planted 26 grams. Was the gun a drop gun, too? He didn't own any firearms?
No. What they're saying is they don't know if they have any fucking bleach.
Oh, they don't know if they have any bleach? I thought they didn't know if they...
That's what I thought at first, too.
Yeah, no.
The Rikaitas refused to even so much as discuss what substance was there and don't necessarily believe that it was even in their home. Besides, why... Oh, no, maybe they are talking about cocaine. This is because why...
You think?
Would such basic cleaning supplies even be around giving Nick's protestations to Chrissy Mayer about bleach being so much more dangerous to children than cocaine? I'm sorry, Johnny, you were right. I was wrong. They didn't even want to discuss. They wouldn't even acknowledge that cocaine was even there. So...
Yeah, they're on trial. He's fighting it. I can't believe they won't even acknowledge the cocaine was there before their hearing. You can't. You can't understand why they're not admitting to everything. You can't. You don't get it. You're lost. This is wild.
The CPS people are trying to say, did you clean all the cocaine off these surfaces with bleach? And they fucking had the balls to go, what cocaine? So they are writing
you have to. What don't you get? I mean, I don't understand a lot about the law, but like, how dumb is his brain that it can't logic this out? Wow, he's really pretending there was no cocaine there. Yeah, he's playing dumb.
Didn't have cocaine in our house. All the way to what? Trial? Do you go to trial?
Yes. What's his end game? To like get out of this?
Trial, you're going to prison.
Yeah, if you're going to refuse this that hard, it's going to be pretty difficult to prove the evidence wrong when we get to, because I imagine
you don't even know the defense. They don't have a clue what the defense even is. Sees the day, says now he said doing laundry in basement, not the bedroom. Oh, which is it? I think his laundry's in the basement. That's why. Cash, new member. Thank you. New Jersey Ranger member for 3 months. My ma was yellow. If my ma was yellow and had four wheels, she'd be a bus. This makes a lot of sense to me for some reason.
At the court case, they can do the body cam footage. They can, again, show the evidence.
Right.
Do they have the little safe or whatever that it was kept in? Like, look, this is where he kept it. This is what it was in.
Oh, yeah, they've got everything.
They got it all.
They got the charcuterie fridge just in case Kaylee gets hungry in court. I want her to have something to keep her snacks cold in prison.
They've got it all. They've got the whole thing. So they won't even acknowledge it was in their house. All right, we got two more.
Excuse me, Your Honor. Can I take a 5-minute string cheese recess and get a little gabagool?
More of these. So far, the most interesting things to me are April's in the gallery. You brought your fucking side piece to your CPS hearing to get your kids back.
That'll look good.
Mommy and Daddy had to come clean the house. And Kayla finally acknowledged that they'd done something wrong. Those are my three big takeaways so far.
Again, Kayla did not acknowledge she'd done anything wrong. He's just stupid.
Number 10, as reiterated in later case plans, Sweep elaborates on Health and Human Services safety meeting attempt to plan around drug use, having been hampered by the parents having stated they do not want to answer any questions regarding that. So she's trying to say, if we're going to bring your kids back, we got to talk about drug use and we got to talk about the consequences of that and all that. And they're like, we're not talking about that because we don't do drugs.
Oh, boy, that'll really, really help you get those kids back.
And Health and Human Services having been unable to do any.
It almost feels stupid of them to do the CPS hearing before, but I guess this was back in the early days. But I mean, like, none of this is surprising to me. Why wouldn't this be your defense?
Safety planning around the children returning because they had not been able to establish sobriety or establish how these substances were found and gotten to the home in the first place. Now, Nick's been saying kids are coming home. You know, he's using it. He's trying to own the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Best case, the kids aren't coming home. What's going to start happening is, maybe after August 12th, is that the kids will be allowed to be brought to the house for supervision.
Yeah.
That is not the same as the kids are coming. The kids are coming home, Mr. Technicality, shitty lawyer guy.
You're in that exact situation permanently. Your kids are never with you. Your kids are with you 2 days a week. Every other weekend, your kids are with you after school. You're making fun of his kids because they'll be visiting his house. Your kids visit your house, motherfucker. Your kids visit your house. How much do you want to bet they call the house with the family home and your house daddy's house? How much do you want to bet your children, even Emily, the one you didn't want, call the house with their mother and stepfather, who they live with 24/7, home? And they call your house daddy's house. I'll bet any amount of dollars.
We all speak the commonality of language. We know what that.
When are your kids coming home? You don't know because you don't live at your kids' home. Am I right, motherfucker? Got him.
That means is that your children now live with you full time all the time. That's what the kids are coming home means.
By the way, like, you haven't had that ever. Emily never lived with you. How sad is that? How sad is that, that you left her before she was born? Emily never lived with you. Hello?
The kids are coming by for a visit with the state. A little bit different.
A little different. Number 11, and this is the last one. As reiterated in the July 13th motion, the defense seemed to have given up on outright reunification and pushed instead for having the grandparents move into the Rakeda's home, which Health and Human Services also found unacceptable, in part because foster care in the home from which the children were removed and would be ineligible for foster parent licensure, and moreover, because of hampered safety planning around Mr. and Mrs. Rakeda's access to that home, and lack of a plan of how their access to the home would be restricted, even if they were to move to the second residence. Well, Mom and Grandma and Grandpa can't move to the other residence.
April's living there.
April's living there. For goodness
Unless, of course,
sake.
Grandpa wants to start hitting the side piece, too, I guess. I mean...
Why is that funny? You let another man fuck your wife.
It's a family thing. It's a family thing. The second house has not yet been inspected to see if it would be safe. And that was so close as to let the parents have access to the children unsupervised. What were these pesky county prudes so afraid of? Now, the best part about this is MN Public Records did not release the full hearing. So the next time Nick streams...
We get the rest of the hearing.
We get the rest of it.
We get the rest of the hearing. Next time Nick streams, we get the rest of the hearing. Thank you to Mr. Nobody. He was the EP for tonight's cope session. I don't even know what to call this. I really don't even know what to call whatever the fuck we just did tonight. And all the high rollers, of course, for July. We're finishing this out strong this week. So many great people. Thank you so much for your contributions. You really, really did it. And Meowcules for 22 months being a member. Aaron said that the kids went home on the member show. Yeah, they went home to their mother's house. No. That's their home. That's what they call home. Oh, no. Moody is... Oh, no. We got a Godfrey voice. You ready? It's my first time ever hearing it. Here we go.
Yo, Patrick, I haven't heard back from you on Insta. If I don't hear back from you in the next 3 business days, I'm going to default to Chad being correct. Don't leave me hanging or else.
Wow. Does that even sound like Godfrey? He's going to hate it. Somebody sent me his YouTube channel. This guy gets 250,000 views on his YouTube, on his podcast. Godfrey gets 250,000 views on podcasts. But then I found something else. It's very, very funny. You'll see.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. That'll make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker. So both the family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Our stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned.